You're listening to The Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
As big as a cock blocker as you are, Count Blockula, we happen to know the biggest cock block in the history, and he came up big that night.
Yeah, man.
Yes, he was like garlic and a horse mixed together with sunlight peeking through. You won this battle, Marco, but there will be another time.
Van Helsing, Stormy Van Helsing.
You guys have bum-rushed my blocking.
You're an asshole.
Fuck you too. You dyke.
Wow. Oh, you're fucked up. I wasn't going to get into it with him over a chick.
I don't think he realizes what he does. That's just my opinion.
Well, I hope not, because then he's a really big asshole.
Sticks know? And stones missing.
He ended up texting me.
I'm like, rubber, you're glue.
He ended up texting me like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember.
It was a drunk text.
You told
it was
me,
on my BatBerry.
You told me.
This is going way out of control.
You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show, whose logo is on the far bottom right of the Riotcast webpage, next to the tracker.
Everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Hello.
We're there.
Is everybody excited for Halloween?
No.
I am.
No?
I like Halloween.
You're not going to take your kid trick-or-treat?
I have a wedding.
You
on
have
Halloween?
A
yeah. On Halloween, down that's the shore.
Ah, cool. It sucks.
Yep, so I don't see him.
Is it a Halloween-themed wedding?
Not really, no.
Oh, what a waste.
I mean, they're handing out, like,
candy?
No.
Yeah, what are you doing? Sucking dicks? What's that all about?
Mass.
Oh, that's fun. Like, Eyes Wide Shut shit?
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Oh,
yeah. That's a fun
wedding. I like
wedding.
That one scene.
That's probably the only scene I like.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird movie.
Yeah, that I'd like to visit that club just once as a guest. I don't want to sign up.
Do it.
Missy, I know you are going to attend some sort of party and dress up. Are you?
Yeah,
what's
probably.
Your outfit this year?
I haven't really decided 100% yet. I went to a Halloween thing on Saturday, but I just dressed up at like Peg Bundy again.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I was like,
Old Faithful.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but then people didn't know who I was. It was weird.
Well, how young?
Wait. Were you hanging out with Young Mike's friends or your friends?
No, my friends.
Oh, okay.
See, that's funny because it was a bunch of guys. I went with a bunch of guys, and half the guys knew who I was, and half the guys didn't. And anyone that was 25 or younger had no idea who I was.
Wow, that's
pathetic.
Yeah. That's absolutely pathetic.
They were like, the one kid walked
in. No, it's pathetic that you hang out with such young people. No,
come on.
I'm joking.
But the one kid walked in, and every time somebody would walk in, I go, do you know who I am?
And did you do the act at least?
Yeah.
And nobody got it?
No, all the older guys did.
I know, but the young guys, like, you didn't say
they
Al
did
to them?
Yeah, once I said, well, they would make a weird guess, like Amy Winehouse.
What?
And I was like, huh?
How does Peg Bundy and Amy Winehouse look anything alike?
Well, Missy had a needle sticking out of her arm.
That was the dead giveaway.
He said it was the hair.
You had it like a beehive type of
yeah,
eye?
It's just, I have a Peg Bundy wig. You know what I mean? So... But it was good because, like, once we went on a bar crawl, so we went to a shitload of different bars. And then these two girls that were, like, super young, they had to be 21, they, like, attacked me. And they were like, oh my God, are you Peg Bundy? And I was like, yeah. And you're like, you have the best costume. They were so, but they were drunk and very excited about it.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, it was insane.
Did they grab your boobs?
No.
Damn.
They did touch my hair, though. It was it was a crazy fucking bar crawl. It was nuts.
I had dirty thoughts.
But, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Bar crawl, huh?
Bar crawl. And Delco.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't have enough of Delco yet? After somebody shit all over the bathroom last time you were there?
No, we didn't go to that bar. We went to a bar near it, though. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about the shit.
Are you still laughing about it?
Yeah.
How do you end up in Delco?
I have all my friends. I have a group of friends that lives in Delco. I have a group of friends that live in Delco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that so hard to believe? Being in Delco,
I don't know.
And they said they were all getting dressed up, and then only me and one other dude got dressed up.
Don't you hate that shit,
dude? I was like, I thought everybody was getting dressed up, and they were like, no.
Halloween's on a weekend this year. Why would you get dressed up the weekend before?
Because it was a Halloween beer crawl.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a Halloween party.
There was 3,000 people.
Day of Halloween, unfortunately.
There was 3,000 people on the bar crawl.
Actually, I have to go to one tomorrow night. At least it's the day before. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Halloween weekend.
Right.
You got to dress up.
Yeah, I'm going to defy the odds of gravity. I'm going to be the world's first fat Joker.
Jack Nicholson was kind of fat.
Yeah, he was, but not that. I'm doing like a my own version.
That's cool.
I can pull off. I have like a straight jacket, so I'm going to wear that like Escape from Arkham Asylum type deal.
Mm-hmm. That's badass.
And my girl's going to be Harley Quinn.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That I'm looking forward to.
Sure you are.
Yeah. Maybe I like fat guys.
That's right. She has no choice.
My friends do this open mic thing at Villari's. I don't know if you guys know where that is.
Yeah.
And they all dressed up as, even the bartenders and everybody got dressed up as different characters from Batman.
That's cool.
It was pretty badass.
Yeah.
I won't do the whole Halloween party thing.
I like it. I mean, I like
dude,
it.
Dude, I love it.
Depending on if it's at someone's house, I like it. I don't like crawls. I've done that. I did that
it
like
was
2
fun.
Years ago.
I never did it before.
So boring.
Yeah. Horrible.
I had so much fun.
Sure, because people were flocking to you because of your costume, so you like the attention.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I actually have a good time. It's like it's that day where you don't have to, you can dress up however you want. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I haven't figured out what I'm actually doing on Halloween yet. But I think
why don't you dress up as the person you make yourself out to be on Facebook?
I know.
That's a good costume for a lot of people out there.
That's a good costume for everyone. I think I'm going to be Gemma.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're just sticking with the
Katie Seagal.
All right.
I'll be that one-eyed thing from Futurama.
You look
next
more
year.
Like Steven Seagal, but all right.
All right. Whatever.
Well, she's more Gemma's.
I just read the greatest script ever.
She's more Gemma's age than fucking Peg.
Why? How old was Peg?
Well, Peg was like 25 years younger than Gemma. So was Katie Seagal. She was 25 years younger. That's cool.
Who's young Mike going to be? Abel?
Put him in That's fucking funny.
Put him in a carriage Abel. And push him around.
That's so fucking awesome.
That would be fucking hilarious.
That would be funny. That would be funny as fuck. Abel was such an asshole,
him.
Though. I hate Abel.
Breastfeeding him. G-mama's tit.
Man. But I don't know what I'm going to be on Saturday. I'm on the fence completely. I was going to be Sonic the Hedgehog. Everything's changed.
I remember you did mention that a while back.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I need to find out what I'm doing first, then do.
Right. You'll hand out candy at the crib or no?
No.
No? God forbid.
No, I don't like kids. No, last year I actually bought candy and no kids came to our house.
More candy for you.
Yeah,
but do kids really trick-or-treat at a trailer park?
Just kept moving the trailer.
They're coming, drive.
I just drove around.
You hear that knock on that fiberglass door?
Like what kind of candy do you think you get at a trailer park? Like candy corn?
I think candy corn.
Yeah, but I think the best candy you can get are probably like... Good and Plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody likes Good and Plenty.
I like Good and Plenty.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
The fuck does that mean?
It's right up your alley.
Why? Because it's white trash?
Here you go, kids. Good and Plenty.
Why is Good and Plenty white trash? Now I'm confused.
Because it's shit candy. Like, do you know how there's like a status symbol for, like, you know how there's classes like upper class, middle class, lower class? Well, it goes with the same thing with the kind of candy you give out. Like, if you give out full-size Snicker bars, you're like upper class.
Right.
You know, if you give out the minis, you're like middle class, working class, right?
If you give out loose candy.
If you give out those little fucking, what do you call those? Those little crown bubble gum. You don't talk about?
Oh, yeah.
Like hard as a rock.
Yeah. I don't. 5 years old?
Yeah. Five. They stopped making them like 30 years ago, but they're still selling them. You know, or candy corns, or like, you know, you might luck out and get like a tiny tart, you know, or something like that. But that's it. I mean, that's when you know, or Good and Plenty's, or those awful Tootsie Roll Pops that are stale as fuck.
I like Good and Plenty's.
Again,
I do.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, I mean, that's the shitty candy. Like, nobody wants that candy.
I don't either.
You know, people want like fucking Snickers or Reese's.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Give me the good shit. Now and laters.
That's like the cocaine, you know?
Now and laters.
Now and laters. I got my eye on that Reese's.
No, I don't.
That's what I get.
I'm not a big now and later fan.
Nerds.
Like Starburst would be good.
I like Nerds.
Yeah, Nerds are good.
Yeah, but in the trailer, they don't give you the whole box of Nerds. They just dump some in your bag.
Nerd. Yeah, they're like,
tink. Yeah, but you know what though? It's that I don't know if you guys. I'm sure you guys came across this when you were younger and you were trick or treating. You remember hitting like a string of houses on the block, and you'd hit that one house that was always like an elderly woman who lived by herself, and she gave you like one of her homemade cookies or candy apples or whatever, and you're just like, "What the fuck am I going to do with that?"
Dude, I love candy apples.
Dude, I would never take one from a stranger.
No, not from a stranger. We had a lady on my block that used to make them for all the kids. Like, if she knew the kids, she would give you
this fucking old cunt made candy apples, right? And as soon as she opened the door, she starts tossing them in everybody's bag, and it's still fresh. So all the candy was sticking to it. Like, you pull the candy apple out, and there's literally like candy stuck to it everywhere. And you're just like,
like, can you not?
Yeah.
She didn't wrap them?
No, she didn't rap. They were on a tray. She's like, one for you. One for you.
See, my lady used to wrap them in like wax paper. It was banging.
And then I remember one lady, she made like these oatmeal raisin cookies that looked like baby shit. And she also, it came with a little baggie that she like tied herself with like 5 pennies in it.
Yeah, I remember the penny
thing. What the fuck are you?
I never understood the penny thing.
I never understood that either. Like, I'm looking in the house, I'm like, oh, I'll take that clock. You know, I'd rather have that.
Some creepy guy on a block used to give out quarters.
Like, if you have money to throw kids bags, fucking go buy candy.
Yeah.
Dude, no lie. Give
quarters.
Herbert's a pervert.
I got ramen noodles before. Swear to God, a pack of ramen noodles.
Yeah, this is nothing that's shocking us right now.
Would you knock on your own house?
Mom!
Don't give away the good stuff.
Oh, my God. But do you remember before, like, when you were younger, you could trick-or-treat until, like, the middle of the night?
Yeah. It was great. When we
were but kids. The candy would either run out or you'd start getting, like, some weird shit. And we got oodles and noodles.
We just went until the bags were full.
We would go. We would never stop. Rounds. Just me and my one brother. My other brother would go out for like an hour and then just eat all our
candy. We would go. And then it got to the point where when we were getting a little bit older, we would go for a little bit and then we'd take the candy home and we'd go back out in different costumes and we'd rob the other kids of their candy.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Honey, I saw a fat Joker and a fat Batman this year.
I saw a fat Two-Face run up the block.
How old were you guys when you stopped trick-or-treating? Like, when was the last year you guys remember trick-or-treating?
We trick-or-treated here.
Yeah, back in...
It was like 88, year, 80, yeah. no, 89.
89 was probably the last
89, year. 89,
we trick-or-treated. How old were you then?
Well, I was 15.
Yeah, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I only trick-or-treated a year or two once I moved to Jersey.
Yeah, that was like it. 14. It was 1 year, and then that was it. And it was, you know, I mean, we didn't really dress up. We had like, I remember I had like an overcoat on and I think I might have had a mask on, but it wasn't anything special. It was just going out trying to get some fucking grub. But,
were you taking young Mike trick or treating?
No trick or treating.
You guys pull up in the trailer to different neighborhoods, go to the new homes.
Yeah.
They give out the good shit.
They give the king size ones out.
Yeah.
But see, that's what's so funny. It's like when I remember first moving here and they still do it now, like, all like in this general area, there's all pretty, you know, there's good people that live here, basically.
Right.
We have a mixture of cultures in this neighborhood, but everybody's like middle or upper class.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fine. It's normal. But then, you know, it's funny. Like there'll be like cars of riffraffs that drive up to every development and drop the kids off like right at the corner and make their way around the block until they come back.
Yeah.
They're just like, it's like, yo, what are you doing here?
Getting the good candy.
Yeah. Well, but see, there's the class status with the candy. They know they're going to get better candy here than in the hood.
Right.
Right. Do they even trick or treat in the hood?
Probably not. No one gives out shit in there.
And they don't even wear a good costume. Some of them just put their football jersey on.
Oh, I hate, up. I don't, fuck away from my door. I've turned, like, I'll go to my girl's house. And, you know, she lives in an okay neighborhood. Like, it's starting to get kind of bad. That's all we see. Like, 80% of the kids that are, they're not even kids. They're like fucking 17. And they're showing up in football jerseys.
Oh, you got your high school football jersey? No. So you're a janitor in 10 years.
No, they're smart. They're not going to wear their high school because then we know where they're from. They're wearing like, you know, some.
I'm Dan Marino.
Yeah. No. Dude. You know, it's more like I'm Warren Sapp. You know, it's like a triple X jersey on a fucking skinny 14-year-old, and he's got like a, you know, a ski mask with like one fucking button pinned on it or something. Like that's the kind of shit you see. And I'm sorry, but I close the door on that.
Yeah, when
you have to,
you wouldn't. We wouldn't get candy.
This is good candy,
up.
Kid. You got to bring the ruckus,
bring the A game.
You know what I mean? You can't fucking puss out. I mean, it's bullshit. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
They just want the good shit. Mm-hmm. And they think just because you live in a newer house that you're going to be giving away the good shit.
Well, like I said, where my girl lives, it's like an okay neighborhood. So, you know, we expect what we expect. But at the same time, it's like, yo, at least dress up for the occasion, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's why you have two bowls of candy to give out. You have the good shit in one bowl.
Right.
And then you have the dollar store candy in a different bowl.
There's this one kid that always comes to my girl's house every year. He used to live in the same like development, but his mom moved, but they still come because they know everybody. And this kid's retarded. But mom hooks him up with a good costume every year.
Cool.
And he always wants to pet her dog. He always like, you know, where's Ben's? You know, and then the dog come out and he'll pet the dog and we just fucking, we load his bag with candy. You know what I mean? It's like, you're getting all this shit, you know, and it's everybody you start seeing walking up with like these half-ass bullshit fucking costumes that they picked out of a dumpster at the back of a fucking Halloween Spirit or whatever. You know, it's just like, yeah, no, you ain't getting nothing, you know?
Yeah.
No bullshit. One person showed up with a fucking Acme bag on their head with the fucking holes cut out.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And I'm like,
should have punched him in his
what
face.
What are you supposed to be, a homeless man?
Was it a paper bag or plastic bag?
Plastic.
You should have fucking suffocated him.
No, he had the holes cut out.
Just fucking spinning around and holding
his eyes and mouth were showing, and he had it kind of cinched in the back, so it was kind of skin tight on. And I'm like, for all I know, he's here to rob me. This is like a makeshift fucking ski mask and a hooded sweatshirt. And I'm like, yeah, what are you supposed to be?
That's weird.
You know? Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense at all.
No. That's bizarre.
I don't care if you dress up as, like, the worst or oldest or most cliche costume in the world. But if you do it and you actually get, you know, put the work in. Like, I get it. The little kids, they have, like, the fucking undershirt on or the shirt that has a cape attached to it. And they have the stupid mask with the string that goes around the back. I get that. They're little.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're, like, 10, 12, 13, you're coming to the door and you have that same fucking outfit on, you're like, get the fuck out of here. Or the clothes don't fit. So, you know, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen, I saw this fat fucking, like, Puerto Rican kid show up at the house, right? And he had the little kid Spider-Man mask with the drawstring on the back, and he had, like, a blue, navy blue sweatshirt on.
Spider-Man.
There was no red in his wardrobe. He had, like, brown corduroys on, and he had this fucking mask that you could see this whole head around the mask. Like,
oh, God.
It was just covering, like, up to the eyes and, like, to his bottom lip. Like, I could see all his chins and, like, his cheeks, and I'm like, this is pathetic.
Fat fuck.
Spider-Man. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like, yeah, put the work in. My girlfriend, she loves this shit. She's always going to fucking like
it. I can't stand it.
You have a kid now. You better.
Well, I
like
it for him, but I'm not going to dress up or anything.
I know. I mean, you're not going to go trick-or-treating, but no. You wouldn't go to a Halloween party?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to dress up.
So let's say you guys throw a Halloween party. You going to leave for the night?
Yeah.
Really?
Nah, I have to find something to dress up.
Or what if, like, you know, the
I wouldn't go.
What if a bar was rented out by people, all people you know, and it was a Halloween party? You wouldn't
just go as a 40-year-old twice divorced single father.
That's easy.
No, like, I don't understand.
I don't want to dress up, man. I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what's the problem?
There's no problem.
No, I mean, what don't you like about it is what I'm saying.
I don't want to dress up.
So you wouldn't want to, like, really go dress up like a cool character. Like, you wouldn't go as, like, you know, like Daryl on The Walking Dead or Rick on The Walking Dead.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you'd be a bigger Rick, but it's nonetheless, you'd still be a character.
Nah.
No?
Doesn't do it,
no. No shit.
Yeah. I turn down what if you, parties.
What
already.
About like a? What if you had like a full on like uniform, like a athletic uniform? Like, say you're a football player with the helmet.
Nah.
No,
nah, man.
What if like all your friends were going as characters from The Walking Dead, and we were like, we need a Tyrese.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't. Right now, no.
Okay.
That's just not my thing. I don't want to dress up. I just don't.
I figured if you were around people you know and everyone's pretty much on the same
boat. Yeah, that
boat,
might be a little bit easier.
I wouldn't see why it would be a big deal.
Yeah, I just
like
never.
It's almost like you have a phobia about it.
No, I just don't want to dress up.
Right.
That's all. I haven't gone on one in years, so.
It's nice to cover up.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Put a mask on, nobody sees
that. Fucking wear a Jedi robe and shit, carry around a fake lightsaber, you're in.
Yeah.
You know?
That would like, be a cool costume.
How hard is that?
Yeah, it's Jedi.
Easy. It's easy as fuck.
Yeah. No, it's just not my thing, man. I just rather not, if possible, avoid it.
Mm. The best is when you go to those, like, clubs or bars that have, like, a Halloween theme thing. Because, you know, there's tons of chicks. They're all dressed up.
And it's all sexy. It's sexy nurse, sexy, you know.
Yeah.
Firewoman.
It's whore nurse. It's whore firewoman. Yeah,
right. Then you take them home and you see what they really look like. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Fucking, you know,
hopefully that dick is part of your costume.
I saw slutty everything on Saturday.
Is that a prosthetic?
Name anything I saw. I saw slutty anything.
Cop,
baseball player,
referee.
I have a referee one.
Well, my girl's going as the more classical Harley Quinn from, like, the comics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool, with the red and shit.
Right, because the outfit for the Harley Quinn that's coming out in the movies next year in Suicide Squad, that shit's fucking expensive. It's like $200 for the whole getup.
Wow.
But did you see Margot Robbie in that outfit.
Mm-hmm. Fuck
Holy
yeah.
Shit.
Those shorts. Shit.
Everything, man. It's like, she looks fucking dynamite. And she looks amazing. So dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going
like
to be awesome.
Like hot dirty.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Hot dirty.
It looks like she's been sitting in like a fucking tunnel. you know, like she was in a Lincoln tunnel for like 4 or 5 hours. She's got like fucking soot on her face, all smeared. She looks dirty, but good dirty.
Yeah, she sure looks like she could suck the cum out of your balls.
Yeah, you know what? Pretty much anybody can with a mouth. It's not hard to do. It's not much of a feat. That outfit is so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive. But it's cool, though.
It's super cool.
Did you see? My girl was, like, drooling over the boots. Did you see the boots?
Fuck yeah.
They're, like, sneakers with heels. They're
awesome.
Like, halfway up. They're so fucking expensive. I'm sitting there like,
badass.
You'd have to do this for 10 straight years to get your money back.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to. You have to. It's just dumb to spend that kind of money.
Go to Comic-Con. Dress up, you know. Like,
yeah,
that's the thing. If you're
really
in,
do.
If you're into that, then then it's a good investment. But like, I'm not going to Comic. Mm. First of all, the good Comic Cons are never here. The shitty ones are here. The ones where they have like the 10th fucking character in on the cast list for a good show. Like there was one here not too long ago, and who do you think from The Walking Dead was here? If you had to guess,
I actually remember, or I don't remember. No, I don't remember. It was someone stupid, though. I remember that.
Somebody you don't care about.
Yeah,
not
Carl.
On the show. No. No. That would even be because of name recognition. Like,
yeah.
Carl's a bigger part of the show than
who
this
was
person.
It?
It's that other black chick.
Oh.
The other black chick.
Well, a couple of years ago, Daryl was here.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was here. So it was.
I don't remember Daryl being here. I know he was on the West Coast.
It was like, it was a ticket for like a VIP Daryl ticket was like $500.
A VIP Daryl ticket.
Yeah, meaning you get in first, you wait in line, and then you get everybody else.
$500?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just Looney Tunes. That's just crazy.
$500.
$500.
You get a picture, you get an autograph.
I better fucking get a picture. Yeah. I better get hit pictures off of his fucking wall.
$500, you better get a blowjob from Maggie and her sister.
You never see Rick at those things, though.
No. He's not do that. He's British.
Yeah,
they don't do that shit. British people don't do that shit.
Nah, he's too hoity-toity.
Yeah. You know, British people don't do Comic-Con unless they're, like, so irrelevant anymore. You know, like, Doctor Who doesn't show up at Comic-Con.
Which one?
The one that's out now? Right. He doesn't even show up at Comic-Con. I don't even know who watches that bullshit.
I don't watch British TV.
No, it's so bad.
It's horrible.
It's so bad.
I didn't even like Benny Hill.
Oh, I love Benny Hill.
I know. I couldn't
take it. No, when you say British TV, I'm talking about, like, shit that would be at Comic-Con. Because I loved Monty Python. I loved Benny Hill.
Like that.
Oh, my God. Well, you have to have a sense of humor to like shit like that.
Horse shit.
Yeah, but I would never attend a Comic-Con. I don't see the point.
I mean,
unless it was a good one. Like, if it was a real good one where all, like, say it was, like, all Star Wars or all, you know, Avengers type shit, where the people actually show the fuck up and you're there, that's different. I would do that, but I wouldn't show up at, like, some shitty one where, you know, the guy who doubles for William Shatner shows up from Star Trek. Like, no, thank you. I'll pass. So we were watching The Walking Dead before we started the show. Should we talk about this? Or?
Sure.
I mean, fuck people.
I think enough time has passed.
It's Thursday, and by the time we put this show up, it'll be November.
Another one.
Stop listening.
Yeah. So, apparently, well, at least that's what social media says, is Glenn's gone.
Fuck social media.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking cocksucking.
Tell me the reason why you say that. You have a good reason.
Why do people feel the need to run to Facebook and ruin the show for everybody?
I think people live for that, to put spoilers on Facebook.
Get a fucking life, you asshole.
Yeah.
People who are that into TV like we are fucking losers to begin with. Just give me that. Let me fucking...
Have TV etiquette.
Right. Like, give me 24 hours. If I don't watch it in the first 24 hours, that's on me.
Yeah. Shame on you. It won't get fooled again.
But why? Why do people feel the need to run to fucking Facebook and post something that just... the show wasn't even fucking over yet.
Right.
Just happened.
It happened already. Yeah, I agree. My girl found out the same way. She went on Facebook on Monday morning. So she didn't watch it till Monday night. Yeah, we didn't watch it till Monday. She was here. She went on Facebook Monday morning and saw it. And then we were watching it Monday. I actually was like evening and, you know, she's like, I found out what happened today. I was like, shut up. Just shut up. Because someone always spoils shows for her. Always. Whether it's her family, her friends. It's like an epidemic in her life. Like, she can never get through a season without knowing something by accident. And like, that was her fault because she went on Facebook. I'm like, you got to get off Facebook. She lives on there.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I found out on Facebook. But like I was telling you before the show, I was working, so I had the Eagles game. I had the scoreboard up on the computer.
Right.
But you can't really get a feel for the game, what's going on with the game, just by, you know, reading the play-by-play.
Why don't you read the message boards on the sports websites, like NFL.com?
Well, CBS Sportsline, they actually have like a Twitter feed on the side, so you can read. But I was curious what people I know were saying about the game.
I gotcha.
So that's why I went on Facebook.
Right.
And that's how fucking Walking Dead got ruined for me.
Bullshit.
Like, don't even go on social media or, oh my God, I can't believe what happened in Walking Dead. Fuck you. Fuck you.
It's not going to change, though.
People are fucking jerk-offs.
It's not going to change. You have to not look.
You know what? Maybe I'll just start fucking post. Every time I watch a show live, as soon as something bad happens, I'm going to post it on Facebook and ruin it for everybody else.
Fuck you.
You
should.
Cocksuckers.
You should do that.
The more people that learn their lessons, the more they'll stop doing it.
Like, I wish I could find out what happens in shows that I don't watch, because I would just start posting it all over Facebook. Like, all these people that post this shit, I want to find out what shows do they watch that I don't watch and find out what happens and post it on there.
Get them.
Go get them.
Oliver was stabbed on Downton Abbey this week. I don't know if there's an Oliver. I don't watch that show. I just don't know why people go crazy for that show. It's another British show.
Fucking British.
It would just put me to sleep.
Fucking Redcoat.
Put me to sleep, dude. Even the way they talk, it's like so, so like,
again, uppity.
Yeah.
Uppity, snobby. Yeah. Bad teeth having.
They're getting their shit together in the dental department.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, look at the British actors that are stealing American jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
They all have straight good for teeth. Them. You know, not that many have fucked up teeth anymore. It's not, they don't all look like Austin Powers anymore.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, well, gotta stay off social media, man.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta do it. Nobody's gonna change.
So, but I don't normally go on. Like, I'm very rarely on Facebook.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just it was when I wanted to know more about what was going on in the Eagles game.
Well, okay, how about this?
Text your brother.
Next time that happens and you wanna like interact with your friends about it, you can search hashtags on Facebook and then just see your friends that are talking about the Eagles next time.
That's
and
true.
That'll come up in your feed and then you don't have to worry about it.
Don't you have to hashtag in there?
Your friends don't hashtag.
No. The hashtag just makes them find it. So they'll find all your friends that talked about the Eagles. Probably like.
But they have to type Eagles.
They would have to put Philadelphia or Eagles or something.
There has to be a hashtag to find.
There doesn't on Facebook. Oh, no. There doesn't have to be a hashtag. Okay.
Hashtag.
But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Hashtag actually, I could just search "drop" and everything about the Eagles will come up. Yeah, all I do is drop footballs.
That's horrendous. So getting back to Glenn. So the theory is that Glenn's dead. That he he didn't make it. And Chris pointed out something that we all missed. The scene where the dude blows his brains out in front of him, he has no bullets left. At least that's what Chris's theory proves. I mean, we all saw it.
It's not a theory.
No, no, no. He, what I'm saying is if, as of now, because we really don't know the outcome yet.
If he reloads his gun, they don't show it.
Right.
And they show everything from the time that you hear his gun click to the time he supposedly shoots himself in the head.
Right. When Glenn runs out of bullets, he puts his gun down, and then after he puts his gun down by his side before he holsters it, you hear click, click. So it's not coming from his gun. It's coming from Nicholas's gun, the douchebag that's with him.
Right. Because when he put his gun up to his head, like the first thing I said, what's he going to cram it through his head? He doesn't have any bullets. He shot himself. I was like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So then I went back and watched it a couple times more.
Yeah. It's a good – that's a great
And they made
find.
It – they made it blatantly obvious that he double-clicked. Like, they made it obvious.
They made it obvious that he has
when you finally realize, like after he pointed out
– right.
Because I didn't catch that the first time. I only saw it once, and we just replayed it.
Mm-hmm.
And over and over again.
I didn't catch it either.
Because
and now that he says that, now that you see it and you
obvious.
Hear it, it's like, wait a minute.
They put that sound in there.
Did he load his gun and we didn't see it? And if they did that, that's stupid. You kind of like skipped a step in TV that you're not supposed to skip.
Right.
That's something, if that's the ending of that person or those people, you have to show how it got to that point. You can't go click, click, and then boom, blow your brains out.
Right, right. If that's what really happened.
They got to show him fumbling with back pocket with like another clip
something,
and just click.
Maybe while they're on the dumpster, he shoots one of his something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think what
unless
we saw
the
actually
only other
happened.
Thing I could think of, but I don't think that noise happens when your gun jams. I don't think it can click when a gun jams. That's the only other possibility.
I was jammed up.
Yeah, you can misfire it and have it jam. Right. Where the what do you call it? I forgot the fucking part of the gun. The thing doesn't hit the back of the bullet.
Right.
I forgot what it's called. Whatever. But
the hammer?
Well, the hammer is the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Then there's that little the firing pin.
There you go.
That's it. When it doesn't hit the back of the bullet, you know, it stops it, like right before it hits it, the hammer jams. So that could have happened. Hammer time?
Hammer jams.
Hammer jams.
Hammer jams.
Stop. Hammer jams.
The gun was too legit to quit.
Yeah. That gun lasted just as long as MC Hammer's career. I mean, that's the only other thing I could think of is maybe his gun jammed and then, you know, after fumbling with it, he got the, you know, he was able to cock back the hammer. So, I don't know. I that was a great catch, though, man.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because I was texting my girl the other day, and I said, I don't think Glenn's dead. I think he's still alive. I think he crawled under the dumpster. And I think the dude fell on top of him, and the shit that we saw was the dude's and not his. And, you know, but then I was thinking, like, realistically, I'm like, all right, that dude would have to literally fall exactly over top of his whole body because some of Glenn has to be exposed, and all the walkers are there would have to grab something, an ankle, a foot. You see what I'm saying? And I don't think Glenn was wearing, like, steel-toed boots. You know? He was probably wearing, like, Keds or something, you know? Or, like, you know, maybe Nikes that his sister made back home. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only way he survived. There's no way.
Yeah.
Even if somebody popped open that door and came out.
So in leading up to what we just said, the whole clicking theory, and I'm just going to call it theory because I don't know what else to call it. Well, Chris found out. Chris's next point was this is a hallucination.
Yeah.
Now, it could
it's
be.
Something.
Yeah.
I think it's a hallucination.
It could be Nicholas's hallucination.
I think it's
it could
Nicholas's.
Be Glenn's. It could be, you know, the cameraman. He's pointing at them.
Could be one of the walkers.
Could be one of the walkers. But it's going to be interesting. And now, of course, they're going to cock tease the nation next week and just show what's his face?
Morgan.
Morgan's backstory.
Right, because we give a shit about Morgan.
And at the very end of next week's episode, they're going to tease something. It's probably going to be Rick's part, not even Glenn's part. We're all waiting to see.
They're just going to show chopsticks.
Yeah. You know, when I thought too, I was like, well, maybe Glenn is dead. Maybe he's a walker. Maybe you'll see him in the future as a walker. And, you know, the cruel twist would be Maggie finding him, you know?
And they kind of already did that with Carol and Sophia and stuff. So.
Well, that was more of,
yeah,
you know. That was fucked. That's still one of the hardest episodes to watch.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Glenn's dead, so I'm not going with Glenn. I'm not going with Glenn's dead. I'm not.
If anybody watches the show that's listening, there's a show that comes on right after called Talking Dead where they discuss what happened in that episode of that night. And they do this thing every single week called the Memoriam where they show who gets killed, including Walker. So some weeks where there's some weeks where nobody important gets, there's most weeks where nobody important gets killed or else the show would have been over already.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll just show like the zombies getting killed and whatever. It's like a little, you know, joke type of thing. And then when someone important gets killed, they, you know, they're a little bit more somber about it.
They usually have them on the show.
And then they have them on the show. Well, two things happened on Talking Dead. One, Glenn's, the real actor, whatever his name is, wasn't on the show. And two, he wasn't in the memoriam. They showed the clip of Nicholas talking to him, but they didn't show Glenn. So that, I mean, they can't go against what they've been doing for, what is it, six seasons now, five seasons? I don't know. They can't go against what they've been doing all of a sudden.
Right.
Because that's the whole point, the memoriam.
If he wasn't in the memoriam, then he's not dead.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. Now, it would be funny if when the episode where we find out what happens with Glenn comes back on, the episode starts with Glenn getting eaten alive, and then they show him at the memoriam at the end of that show. That would be fucked up. But
That would be fucked up if you got to watch him die twice.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you have to, because you're going to have to see what happens at that point.
I mean, in like, you know, within a span of 3 weeks.
People are upset. People are literally really upset.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? You know it's bound to happen at some point.
Yeah.
You do know it's bound to happen, but it's like, I guess you're going to see how long they push it. Because I was like, I can't believe they're killing Glenn already.
Already?
It's like, six seasons.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Still,
He's been around since the first episode.
I feel like
episode.
He would be like, make it to the like last season type thing. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
And then I was like, fuck. So when it happened, I thought, holy shit, he's dead. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, he's not dead. They wouldn't do that. It was such a lame death.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Glenn's...
It is
Glenn's
a bad way to go.
Glenn's a great character, and he's a major character. If he's going to die, I don't want it at the hands of that fucking jerk-off.
Fuck no.
You know?
Yeah. Steven Yeun. I think that's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Glenn should have put a bullet in his head a long time ago.
Glenn should have pushed him off the fucking dumpster.
I agree with you guys on
well,
that.
Well, that was my next question. If you were Glenn, what would you do? And that's obviously the unanimous decision is push Nicholas off onto the walkers.
And then jump that fence.
Yeah. No, there's no, you can't jump it because
or
there's
crawl across
the top. Even though there's barbed wire, fuck it. I mean, you might tear
a
sack.
Chance. Yeah.
But, you know, would you rather tear a sack or would you rather get it bitten off? You know? So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see when they finally get back to it what the outcome is. But they better not make us wait too long because I hate that shit.
It's going to be at least 2 weeks.
But if they do, like, Morgan next week and then they do what's going on in Alexandria the week after.
Which they may.
Yeah, but you're going to lose me.
Come on, you're still going to watch it?
I'm going to be that guy that DVRs it and just keep skimming through until I get to what I want to see. Cause I, at that point, I don't care. I don't care about the fucking Nudniks in Alexandria. I don't care about them. Gives a shit.
But
fuck
it's, but it's
they're
not
all a bunch
all,
of pussies.
It's not
they are a bunch of pussies.
I'm not talking about Carol. I'm not talking about them. But you know what? There's nobody to kill. So Carol's not important to me when there's no one to kill. It's only, I don't want to see her bake. I don't want to see her bake.
Come on, those people infiltrated
her
camp.
Cookies look
she was
so
killing
good.
Everybody.
What's that?
Her cookies look delicious.
Yeah, okay, look at the flowers. When you do
yeah, that was kind of cool, though, that she put them in the beginning of the episode, and by the end, they were done.
Yeah, it was in real time.
Yeah,
the whole
I thought
episode
that was
in real
pretty
time.
Awesome. Ding! And she's like covered in blood. Ding. She's like, oh shit, she just takes them out of the
well,
oven.
Well, no, it was Carl that took them out.
Oh, Carl.
Carl put the fucking AK down and pulled the cookies out of the oven. I'm sitting there, I'm like,
that's all he's good for is baking, that
Carl,
little faggot.
Pull the cookies out. Give me a cookie.
Carl.
You're burning the snickerdoodles.
Why didn't they give the kid a name that Rick could actually say correctly?
He's British. Jimmy. Get the cookies out.
Yeah, I think Carl's more tolerable this season because you really haven't seen him.
Yeah.
What do you think? All right. Is it? I know I'm not the only one that notices it. So, are you guys in agreement with me that Rick is really changing a lot.
Yeah.
Changed.
Oh, well, changed, yeah. But I think he's still changing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even especially with this incident since the start of this season with the whole Wolves attack and stuff like that. Like, he's, I mean, not that he would never said it before, but like he said in the last episode, you know, listen, if they're holding, if they're slowing you down, you go.
Leave them.
He's taking care of his own people. Like,
right, you know? Right. Like, that's not, you could tell it's like his own family now.
Yeah. Right. That, I mean, and I think that's apparent for the last two seasons. All he cares about is his people, nobody else.
And I agree with him to a certain extent, but I also think that you have more power in numbers in that kind of a world where you'd want to have more people around and train them.
I agree if they're trained.
Yeah, but he...
If they're not trained, but you just holding you back.
But right. I mean, if it's a matter of getting away from a herd like they were doing, obviously you got to keep going. But if you can get them back safely, you got to train them, you know?
Yeah, like, but even when they were building that fence and a couple walkers came, Rick was like, go ahead, and they all kind of just, like, stood there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point where you're like, you know what? These people aren't gonna fucking make it.
Yeah, he has no patience. Like, his patience is out the door now.
Yeah, it's like the most common scene in Walking Dead anymore is the camera angle from the floor looking up at Rick as he points his gun down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, like, the most common scene, cut scene in the show anymore. He's, like, ready to just kill anybody.
Yeah, he's killing everybody. He has no time for anybody.
Carl, you gotta go. You and Judith.
Out.
Yeah. So do you think that he's heading in a bad direction? Do you think?
Well, I said before the next bad guy is Rick.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, not the next.
Well, the current bad guy is Rick.
No, what I mean is like, you know how every season or every other season there is a new bad guy, mm-hmm. like the governor? Mm-hmm. Like,
do you think he'll be the governor one
That's
day?
What I'm thinking. He's going in that direction. He's turning into the if they actually
it's
are
possible,
able
for
if they're
sure.
able to stay at Alexandria,
he's going to take over it.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. He's turning into the governor. I feel like he's turning into him because the governor of that town was pretty like he had his own rules.
Yeah.
Like I don't think he'll keep fucking heads in an aquarium like the governor.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think he's going to do anything that sick. But, I mean, he does seem to be coming undone.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, like...
Especially whatever's going to happen of him being stuck in that goddamn...
The Winnebago?
Yeah.
Your house?
Him being stuck in that Winnebago,
that's a nice knowing home.
If his kids are alive.
Yeah.
I don't think he's thinking about his kids right there and then.
It kind of looked like he was at the very end of the episode.
I think
he's
thinking about...
With the baby food? Come on.
When he saw the food in the jar, that's when he started talking.
Oh, you started
thinking about his kids.
You start okay.
Because before he gave that whole speech, we can't go back. We have to complete this. This is for them. It's not for us. If we go back, and then he saw the jar, and I think he was trying to start the Winnebago to go back to Alexandria to go get his.
Well,
kids.
I mean, I think you start the Winnebago regardless to get
well,
away
I
from
hear
the
you,
herd.
But I think that's where he was going to be heading.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Once he saw the food, he was just like, "Oh my god!" Like they. Broke
I'm
in.
Hungry. Let's see if there's a drive-thru.
they broke in. They stole our food. My kids might be dead.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Which fits Carl. He probably wouldn't care that much because fuck Carl.
Yeah, Carl's useless now.
I think he's... Yeah, but Carl's got to be... He's probably going to become a badass character.
Yeah, but the kid himself is just annoying.
I think
he's like the
annoying.
Second coming of Anakin Skywalker.
He's not that bad.
He's getting there.
I think he's getting better. Like he's even the,
cut
even
your
the...
fucking hair, you goddamn lunatic. You look like a fucking dirty mop already. What's wrong with you? And wearing his dad's hat. How old are you?
Yeah, he's
you
gotta,
do that shit when you're a kid.
He's got to stop fucking, with the hat.
Get a fucking Yankees cap or something, whatever they have over there, the fucking Braves cap. Like, what are you doing?
You're right. He's still wearing his dad's
Come on.
Shirt
didn't, yeah, but didn't his dad give him the hat when he almost died?
You know what? Flash forward 15 years. Carl's like in his late 20s. And like he's 30. Let's say he's 30 in 15 years. Mm-hmm. Carl's got like the same clothes on, but they're real short. And he still has his dad's badge pinned to his chest and his hat. Like he's just a sloppy mess.
Oh my
he's
God.
Still carrying around his dad's holster and a gun and... You know, he's got a fucking baby knapsack in the back.
Oh my God.
And his sister's grown up. I don't know. I think it's kind of like, you know, I think it's kind of funny how I'm detaching myself from certain characters and he's one of them. Carl's one of them.
Like, well, I keep forgetting about him. I'm like, wait, where the fuck
exactly,
is Carl?
Exactly.
Like, oh, he's in
exactly. If anything, he should be bait. at this point. You want to get the herd away, throw him like the other direction.
No, I feel like because I think the little times that they do show him, he's always.
Yeah, he's making out with the wolf girl.
Like, he's trying, you know, I don't know.
Wolf girl?
Oh, she's a wolf.
She's a wolf? Yeah.
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 They kind
no
of.
No doubt.
Yeah,
she gave it away.
Yeah.
She said we.
Yeah.
She said we at one point, right before she left.
Yep.
And I'm like, who the fuck is we? You showed up by yourself. Yeah. Who's we? You know? You weren't talking about your parents. You watched them die when they showed that episode.
Yep.
She's a wolf. She was scanning the place.
She was scanning
How
the place.
How else would they have gotten in?
And she said this place
It's not the gay guy.
She said this place is too big to defend. She was
There's
like
There's too many
hints.
Blind spots and shit like that. Yeah.
How would she know?
Well. She's probably the head wolf.
She's going to bite it.
Carl. What, Carl Stick?
Carl's going to kill her.
Yeah, I know. He's probably got blue balls right now after being in the tree with her. Which, by the way, this is how fucking crazy I am. I'm watching that scene, and I'm like, the only thing I can think of is, man, I could never fit in the hole in that tree. Like, they're both in there, and I'm like, I'd never make it. I'd have to keep going. I'd have to keep trucking it. You know, my thing is this. The Walking Dead zombies are not built for speed.
Right.
And a lot of them are lame because of they've been attacked or now that they're kind of decomposing, their bones break easy. I'm sure if they like hit a ditch, they snap
an ankle.
But
they sure the hell bite the shit out of you and tear you apart.
Right. Yeah. The super strength they have when they can rip the fucking organs right out of your body. And I, you know, I catch that stuff and I go online and research and they say, well, when the hands are decomposed and the bones are sticking out, bones are sharp, like the tips of the bones. So it's easier, but it takes strength to do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like if you really think about it, this can never happen. This can never happen. Like if tendons snap and muscles snap, you can't use your arm.
You can't. Yeah. You can't.
You
grab
see what I'm saying? Like you're worthless. You're fucking quadriplegic.
They're chewing the shit out
of Carl.
You're Carl.
Carl.
All right. You're Carl. But, it just amazes me, like, how people can't get away from these guys. Like, you don't even have to run. You could walk. Walk
you
backwards
walk
for bristly. All you want.
Yeah.
You know, just check back every once in a while. Make sure there isn't a ditch you're going to fall into or whatever. It's just funny how, like, horror movie-esque that show is.
Oh, yeah.
How people just get caught up in the worst possible moment. Like, how do you get stuck in a fucking revolving door? Come on, man. Like,
well, how do they sneak up on you?
Right, you can hear
they're
them.
Making,
yeah,
they're making
they're
noises.
Always like,
right, yeah, right.
Like the I don't know his name. The big dude that got shot or that got bitten, and he ends up getting eaten by the zombies on the other side of the fence.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He got
no name.
Yeah, they fucking snuck up on him. The one snuck up on him, bit him in the back. It's like, how do you not hear him coming?
No, he knew they were coming. He knew he wasn't going to make it.
No, when he got bit the first time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How the fuck did they sneak up on you?
Not only did you not hear the noise that they make, how do you not hear the sticks and leaves
right.
rustle?
Yeah, because they're dragging their feet. It's
right.
not like they're walking
like
secretively.
Yeah, it should sound like this. With every
they're zombies.
Step.
They're not ninjas.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. These are like superhuman zombies. Ninja zombies.
Ninja zombies.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Only some of them, though.
You know, like, next you're going to see zombies rappelling from trees and snatch you up and take you back up in the tree. Like, get the fuck out of here. That bullshit. That fucking craziness. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the show. It's, you know, there are times where the show can be boring when they don't do anything exciting. But then again, they make up for it when the exciting shit happens, because then you're like, oh, you forget about the boring shit. You're
absolutely.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, this season's been fucking crazy from the go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, next week's kind of looks like it's going to be boring if it's all Morgan the whole show, but...
You know,
it's
seriously,
like the whole governor thing.
What is his fucking pole made of that he uses? Is that like adamantium or some shit?
He fucked some people up with that pole.
Yeah, but hold on a second. That was whittled from a fucking like piece of wood. How the fuck can you sit there and literally take people out like that? Like, don't. You were a fucking blue-collar working guy when this whole thing went down.
Well, you're going to find out next week.
Hold on a second. Wait. Hold on. You lost your wife, then you lost your kid, then you went batshit crazy, and somewhere along the line, did you run into the guy in Kung Fu and learn?
Yeah.
Like, was Mr. Miyagi shacked up in the same place as you? How did you become a fucking, how did you become Donatello from the fucking Ninja Turtles? Like, seriously. It makes no fucking sense. They're not going to explain his ninja skills.
They better.
They have to.
No, they're not.
It's such an important factor.
If they're going to do a whole show on him, you're going to see him from the time Rick left him to now.
Yeah. They're going to have to do it. If they don't, that's a disservice to all of us.
Yeah, fuck that. That's bullshit.
Does he have a little drum thing?
He's
going
to paint the car.
Does he have the little drum thing? In the second movie?
Yeah.
Nah, man. I'm sorry. It's just that doesn't sound... I would believe Brain Smasher would show up before he fucking learned how to be a ninja. I mean, come on. That's fucking bullshit. Andrew Dice Clay reference. A lot of people are like, who the fuck's Brain Smasher? yeah, it just doesn't make... There's so many holes in the show. Like, yeah, it's great. It's entertaining. But it's just sometimes you're just like, come on, dude. Doesn't make sense.
Well, the thing is,
it's a zombie show. You have to suspend some disbelief.
Yes, but you can make things way more realistic. And common sense is skipped over so much in this show. Like the guy that was on Talking Dead, the guy that created Lost, said the fucking most genius, but yet common sense type of thing. Why not just take one of those tractor trailers, drive it where you want the herd to go, and ring the fucking horn? Let the horn play the whole fucking time. And it's like, oh my God, that solves everything.
Yeah.
Daryl can go home. Ginger and what's her face? A relevant chick can go home. And it's like, awesome. You know, we're done.
Yeah.
But see, that's not what people on TV want to see. And people are just so like, you know, intertwined with the show, then you're not thinking shit like that. You're just like, who's going to die next?
Yeah.
Who's going to die next? You know, and then you got people that don't do shit, like the priest.
I hate the priest.
Oh, my God.
Nobody likes the priest.
You know, he's not a real priest because he hasn't spent any time with Carl. Not any time. Like, you know, he hasn't even looked his way. And I'm like, yeah,
he did last episode.
He's a pastor. He's not even a priest.
He has him to train.
Did he?
Him.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he wanted some one-on-one
train.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he wants to run a train.
Show me how to shoot your gun. and then the mullet dude. Like.
Yeah, he's a puss.
Yeah.
He's kind of funny, though.
He is kind of funny. He's like comic relief for the show. Because no matter what the situation is, the moment he's in there, you always crack a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, no, this guy's not for real. You know, it's like, and here's my other thing. And I know that every episode we watch is like the next hour of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like 4 weeks later. Or right, a week
which is amazing because Carl was fucking 9 when the show started.
Yeah. When they took that break.
He's 22.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just like, what, you know, Carl's got a beard.
I know he was. He was a child. Now he's like a grown up.
Yeah. But like, do you notice
it's been
how
six
fast
season and Glenn almost has a beard.
Like, do you remember like, Rick's beard got so fucking long so fast?
Yeah.
And you're just like, are they skipping time? Like, are they skipping shit? Like,
didn't they skip time at one point?
Last week he had a 5 o'clock shadow. This week he's got like, you know, Santa's beard. Like, what the fuck is going on? You know, and how does that dude keep his mullet so tight? Every week
he
like,
does.
That's all he does. He's probably sitting there and he's like, well, can't fight. I'm just gonna cut my hair. He probably has a Flobee stashed away somewhere. That's ridiculous, man. Now, I'm not confused, but I'm just not sure. Like these wolves or whatever, this posse.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to find out where the fuck are they? Like escapees from that fucking cannibal town?
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, who are these people?
Yeah, did you see the A?
Who are these people?
Did you see the A that was painted on the steps? Carol's sitting there and she saw an A.
Yeah, what's A?
The only thing I could think of was that Terminus A.
Did they have an A?
Yeah,
Terminus.
They were in that.
They have a T.
They were in the train car A. Remember that? Oh. And then they came and they painted A on the church before they.
Okay, so they're from the train cars. You think?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, but still, like, what made them go so batshit crazy that they want to kill? You know, like people you can help you that can help you. And how do they recruit if they just kill anybody? You know what I'm saying?
That's true, too. Yeah.
They lost members. They just going to fucking...
And they're just hacking the shit out of people.
Yeah, dude. It was fucked up.
They're just run through the streets hacking people.
Well, they may not know exactly how to kill the zombies. That's the only thing I could think of. Either that or they're just batshit crazy. Because I'm sure they've seen people that they know turn into zombies at this point.
Yeah. Right.
But they may not know stabbing them in the head or shooting them in the head is actually what kills them. But, so they might be hacking them up to make sure they can't come back. That's the only thing I could think of other than they're just batshit
crazy. But they
crazy.
Had to learn at some point that, you know, beating their brains in is what stops them. Because if you lop off an arm, that's not going to stop them. They're still going to come back, but without an arm. You can't kill a zombie by cutting his arm off.
Right.
You know, I mean, you saw that one chick dragging herself through the fucking lawn.
Have they showed...
With no legs.
Have they showed...
Lieutenant the Dan's sister.
Have they showed the wolves kill any zombies?
No.
How do you know they've killed any? They've could have ran every single time.
Okay, I get that, but why are they killing humans is my point. You see what I'm saying? Like, what's their...
Well, I think they know that humans turn into zombies.
Well,
that's where they come from.
I think they're just grabbing shit.
Why don't they kill themselves?
I don't know. You don't want to die. They're Mad Max people. Like, they just want to, like...
Mad Max people?
In the comics, they're called scavengers. So they go in, they get all the shit from wherever they're at, and they bounce.
So they're doing exactly what everyone else is doing, except they're not killing people along the way.
Do you notice
that everybody, almost anyone and everyone that Rick's group has run into along the way has been some sort of like bad person?
Yeah, why?
With the exception of like Maggie's family.
Right.
Well, you got to think about it. Just like in regular society, there's always different classes of people. So that's just
saying that everybody the group runs into is bad people is stating that Rick's group aren't bad people. They are. Everybody left pretty much are bad people.
But wait a minute. No. Hold on a second. The Rick's group. I'm going to say just Rick's group.
Okay.
Just so we know the main characters. Mm-hmm. Okay. Every time they run into a new situation with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are more fucked up than they are. Like, they have to kill for survival. Like, Rick's group has to kill humans so they survive. They don't initiate by killing people. Like, when they went to Terminus, they thought it was like, fucking, we made it.
Yeah, we're pals and more people.
Little did they know, they were the fucking dinner. You know, let me make you a plate. No, I said, let me put you on a plate. You know, like, they had no idea. So they have to kill to survive. But they don't go somewhere with the intention of killing people.
No, I agree with you.
Even the prison, they didn't go there with the intention. Even the prisoners, they didn't go with the intention of killing them. Mm-hmm. They wanted to kind of like, yo, let's work together, clean this place out, and then you guys do what the fuck you want. Just stay away from us. He was giving them a chance. But now you notice that Rick is not taking any more chances.
Yeah,
He's ready to blow someone up.
Since Terminus, I think that was the turning point. Mm. Where it's not that because, he trusted people beforehand, but when once that happened, he's like, we can't trust
people. Well, that's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that the like closest call that Rick came to like losing the whole group was Terminus?
I would think so.
Because Glenn had his head in a fucking, in a tub ready to get his head chopped off or whatever. Mm. And even I kind of remember Rick being smothered in blood, somebody's blood. So there was some sort of fight or something, maybe, or I don't remember. I just know that. Almost like it was almost a catastrophe for that whole group, you know, being locked up in that train car and shit like that. Like, you know, it was a close call. So I don't know.
It's a good show.
It's a great show. Great show. I hope that the spinoff the Fear of the Walking. I hope that because that was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope at some point that gets to be just as addicting as this show.
Yeah.
So
see how everything breaks down.
Right, right.
Should be interesting.
Should be. All right, we're going to take a break.
Word.
Right?
Yes.
We'll be back. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. You want to talk about their amazing color?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days
he's
gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back.
Yeah.
All right, got a little treat. Let's see how this works. If this works, then we'll do it a little more often. Figured, you know, we always talk about pretty much the same shit, and we always go back to food.
What's wrong with food?
Nothing's wrong with food, but it was speaking of Walking Dead, we were just talking about it. Chris had the best fucking line. He said, "You see how happy those fucking walkers were when they were eating Glenn?" He's like, "That's the way I look when I eat Chinese food."
That was awesome.
Do you think they were hungry 30 minutes later after they ate Glenn?
Probably.
Probably. Full of MSG.
Yeah.
Yeah. They must have had the worst shits after they.
Do you think? Do you think like they were like they were picking like you know like peanuts out and stuff like that? Or like baby corn was coming. Where'd this come from?
I'm stuffed. Just had yellow chicken.
Yeah. Then he bite into his wrist, and the guy spits out a water chestnut.
Oh, God.
What was that?
I thought you said we were doing something new. Racism every week.
Yeah, right. All right. I got a interesting little – it's kind of – I guess you can call it a game, a little segment game, whatever you want to call it.
Yay.
It's just for us. I'm going to call it Topic Thunder. All right? It's a wheel. We're going to spin the wheel, and I got 7 categories. There's only 1 question per category, so we're not going to make this an all-night thing. You know, we're just going to see how far we can get, and it's kind of like just random stuff, okay?
Are we going to keep score?
No, it's not that kind of a game. It's not a keep score. It's more of like just an opinionated game.
Okay.
Okay? Kind of get some conversation going. Right, exactly, Marco.
Makes
drop
sense.
In. All right, let's spin the wheel.
No bankrupt. No bankrupt.
No whammy.
No whammy.
No whammy. Stop.
Okay. A life question. And this is to all of you. Okay, and there's some of these I can answer too, like this one. Would you like to know when you die or how you die? Missy, let's start with you.
Okay. That is tough, man.
It is tough.
Yeah. I get my first initial reaction to that was I would want to know how.
Okay.
But... like trying to think about it, I guess hell, yeah. I wouldn't want to know when.
You wouldn't want to know when.
Nah, I wouldn't. I have a weirdness with time as is.
Yeah, I guess
the
you,
last thing I need is that,
right.
You know?
It's like, all right, I'll pick when. Tomorrow. Oh, fuck, man. Like,
yeah.
Now I want to know how.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
Prepare for, you watch every move, you realize you do nothing for 24 hours and you die of boredom.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't want the time thing. Okay. I would want,
don't you think knowing how
well, wait a
may
minute, wait
lead
a minute.
You to believe
wait a minute.
When it's going to happen?
What
not exactly, but if Fob could tell you how you're going to die, let's say you're going to die of an overdose, chances are it's going to be sooner rather than later.
Well, then someone's winning that block pool.
Yeah, but knowing how I die could make me change my life to not die.
So if you tell her she's going to overdose.
I won't do drugs. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like,
you know what? No more drugs, just anal.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm clean just shits be, from
I'm
now
just
on.
Gonna, yeah, pretty much. I'm going to be like, I'm regular. I'm fine.
Regular I shit with, my pants yesterday. Yeah. I'm good.
Regular with a prolapsed anus.
But what? Would you rather
okay,
want to
so
know
now,
when?
Now, Chris, you answer the question.
I don't want to know either.
You don't want to know what?
How neither or
one.
When?
No, either. No. You have to. You got to answer.
Oh, I have to answer one.
Yeah, please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
No,
of this
I thought I didn't realize it was yeah, no, one or the other. Yeah, you didn't really specify.
Well, no, it's how or when. You get to choose.
Okay, how?
All right. I don't know how, but I-
it's obviously going to be a heart attack from eating.
And what?
Cancer.
What's your reasoning? Like, why wouldn't you want to know when? Same reason as Miss?
Yeah, you'd be counting
wait,
down
Miss,
the-
what did you choose? When? How?
How?
You'd
how?
Be counting down the hours.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd live a neurotic life.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you knew you were going to die 5 years from now, it could either be a great thing or a bad thing.
Right.
It could be a great thing because you're like, well, fuck it. If I'm going to be dead in 5 years, I'm going to do everything I want to do. Plus, you could do shit outrageous because you know you're not going to die for 5 years.
Right.
Man.
So.
Marco.
It would also be a depressing
when.
Life.
I want to know when. You okay. For that reason.
Because you would want to continue with your neurosis.
We talked about. I want to know when.
Why?
Why? Yeah,
not?
Why?
So I can sneak everything in that I'm supposed to sneak.
Sneak.
In.
Sneak. Yeah. In.
And why not? How?
He said we could work in another divorce before it happens.
I mean, if I had a choice, I'd do both. I wouldn't mind both.
No, but, I know, but why would you take when over how?
Just because, like Chris said,
okay,
I would know when, and I'd know what I can.
You want to prepare. Prepare
for it.
Right.
So if it's 2 years, then oh shit, you know, I better start getting a move on.
I'm going to go with when.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't want to know how. Middle. Yeah. I would go with when because and he started saying it. If I knew how long I had, I know what gets moved to the top of the bucket list and how much time I have to plan and just focus. Like, obviously, you're always going to have that time in the back of your mind, like, I only got 3 weeks, you know, or whatever.
Yeah,
3 years.
Seems like that would be such a depressing way to live.
You know what? But you come to grips with it. If I chose how and not when and says like, you know, how would be, you know, a car accident, right? Something as simple as a car accident. Well, I drive every fucking day. Shit, that's my fucking job. I mean, that could be now I'm nervous. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to die in a car accident. I'm not going to quit my job. I'm not going to never drive again. I'm not going to be able to do anything. That's going to ruin my life. For whatever time that I don't know I have left, you know?
Interesting.
Now, if I completely never get into a vehicle again, how the fuck am I going to live happily?
You won't.
Exactly.
See, that's why I'm the opposite. If I knew when I was going to die, I wouldn't be able to live happily. I wouldn't be able to live happily knowing, like, this time I'm going
to
die.
If I know when, then I know how to plan properly and make sure I say goodbye to the people I want to say goodbye to.
That's how you're supposed to live your life every day,
and,
though.
No, no.
What world are you living in?
That's what I do in my world.
No.
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
What do you do? Like a Jim Carrey goodbye when you leave the house, like in Truman Show?
No, I just appreciate.
And if I don't see you.
No, but you just appreciate.
Good day, good evening, and good night.
You just appreciate everything around you so you don't have regrets.
Who am I talking to? Who are you?
Come on. You guys know I'm like that.
No. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Because when you go through the bad times, you don't live that way.
No, I'll like fuck up a day here or a day there. But
a day? Motherfucker, yeah. You've been fucking up since as long as we've known you. Who are you talking to?
But in a whole, I've always been on an upswing. I've never been on a downswing
upswing.
The whole time.
Upswing? There,
yeah.
No, hold on a second. No.
Listen,
we've seen you. Listen, we've seen you hit rock bottom.
Right.
When it comes to relationships, and it lasted long, long, long time.
Yeah, but that taught me to be where I am today.
Okay. But we don't know what tomorrow brings. Are we singing? Are you doing
that's
song
a
lyrics?
Song, right?
We got tonight.
Kenny Rogers.
Oh
yeah, that's
God.
Not what
no, 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 I know, I know. I don't know what. I don't remember the song. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, listen, I don't think what you guys chose was wrong.
Nah, this is an opinion thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Like, I mean, I would want to know both. I would want to know both.
I'm like Chris, though. I wouldn't want to know.
See,
I'd
want to know both because then I'm really prepared.
Yeah,
you know?
See, to me, it's like a Walking Dead spoiler. I don't want it spoiled.
Yeah.
When it happens, it happens.
You know, but if you know when, say, okay, if you know how, you possibly have the ability to save someone you care about, because what if it's Well, you die. You and your brother die in a car accident. Well.
Well, what?
Make sure you're never in a car with your brother.
What if we hit each other?
Yeah, but can you really?
Well, then you deserve it. You fucking shitty drivers, you. Let's play chicken.
But think about that. Does really knowing how you're going to die, if that's already predetermined, right, how you're going to die, mm-hmm. are you really going to be able to do anything to change it? No, because it's already predetermined. You're going to die that way.
Yeah. I mean.
Unless you escape death on the reg.
Well, let's say your death is imminent. Like, it's definite.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a chance you could save. Once you feel better knowing you could save someone, if someone told you, well, you die in a, you know, in a car full of people, you know. Like, that's just one scenario, though.
I'll give you a scenario that I'm thinking in my head. Okay. Like, they say you die from complications because you, like, donated something to your brother or something. You know what I mean? Then it would, like, give me the courage to get through that and make sure that I could do that.
What, had a knock cock block? Are you talking about my brother?
No, brother. So, say my brother needed some, like, organ.
A kidney.
Yeah.
And you died from complications?
And, like, I could, like, give it to him.
Would you take anything from her body?
Fuck you.
Well, never. No, wait a minute. If you died from complications and you give your brother your kidney, he's automatically going to get hepatitis at least.
Oh, my God. You guys at least. Listen. God damn it, I had a point. But it was like, it would be able to give me the courage to go through it, because it's like, all right, I can do this, because my brother's going to live and I'm going to die, but that's fine. You know what I mean?
But that's, not knowing that, but that's, you would still have that's the one, courage to go through it.
But like, say like, he's like, nah, I'll like be on a list or something, I'll be fine, like don't worry about it. I could like possibly be like, yeah, he's probably right. But if I know that that's how I die, then I'll be like, okay, I have to do this. Mm-hmm. So my brother doesn't die.
Right, but I mean, that's just like me saying, that's the same thing as what I just said. It's in the same boat. If I say you're in a car full of people, you don't get in a car full of those people, then how do they die with you?
It's like Final Destination.
Man. No. Hold on a second. If I tell you how you die, and mm-hmm. I say you and your friends die in a fiery car crash,
right?
And I hate to keep going back to that.
Right.
Well, what happens if you never get in a car with your friends? Like, if I told you which friends it was, like I said, hey, it's Biffle, so-and-so, and young Mike.
Well,
right?
Okay, if it's...
And let's say you never get in a car with all of them at the same time. Well, you could potentially save a few of those lives. Maybe you take my young Mike out.
No, but, like, if that is how you die, if it's already predetermined that that's how you die, then the universe somehow would control it to where you would all have to be in the same car.
So you would be magnetically drawn to get in a car.
Something would happen to where everybody would have to.
Okay,
so
in other words, you could pass out at a party and they're like, we got to take her home, and they drag you in a car or whatever.
You know what I mean? I mean, right. I would most likely tell everyone that.
But that's what I'm saying. You have the power to tell them.
Yeah, but half the people probably wouldn't believe me.
I mean, you could always add that to your shitty tattoos. Get that to your face. This is how we're all going to die, people, like around your face.
Just
kind of like the Jersey Jerks
circle. Car wreck tattooed on your back. Yeah.
You know how we have the Jerks logo with all of our names, which we're going to get rid of? Well, you just put all the names of people that are going to die with you.
Oh, my God.
So they are. It's a constant reminder every time they look at your face. But, or at least get like special glasses that has those circles around the lens.
Fucking. But like, think about it. If you're supposed to die with all of them, you're going to. You're never going to be able to save their lives.
Okay.
So that's never gonna change.
It's never gonna, right. Okay.
Man.
Yeah, but
you still have the potential to save lives. Yeah. It might not be those people's lives. But if like, let's say for example, I was destined to die of a heart attack. Well, you know what? If me and Fob were like at the mall and somebody pulled out a gun and was about to shoot Fob, I could jump in front of it because I'm not going to die.
Right.
Yeah, but
so
we all
I
know
could save
you
his life. No, fuck you. I don't even like you. I'm just saying I could.
That's a good point. That's a really good point, actually.
I mean, you're pretty much invincible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At that point.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Chris, Missy say how. Marco and I say when.
When.
All right, good.
See, either way, you're invincible.
Kind of, yeah.
You really are.
I'd rather have time on my side. Is that another song?
It is another song.
Fob deep.
Can we talk about cholesterol? All right, let's spin the wheel. Ah, potpourri.
I'll take the letter R.
Yeah. All right, Vanna.
Boom. Boom. Potpourri.
Potpourri, which means random. Anything.
Potpourri.
Potpourri. Okay. Okay. What famous person has to be alive would you want to fight?
Ooh.
What famous person?
I want to fight Carl.
Really?
No.
You're like, don't waste that on Carl.
That's a good question.
What famous person who is alive would you want to fight?
Shit.
Hmm.
Marco, we'll start with you.
I'm going to need a second.
All right. Does anybody know an answer?
No.
Chris?
I got a lot in my head right now.
Jeez.
No? Nobody? No? Nobody?
Do you know?
Thinking about it. I can just throw a name out that I mean, I have a laundry list of people I'd love to fight. Okay, I got one.
All right.
David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's definitely up there. He's in the top 10 right now. He used to be number one for a long time. But That's David awesome. Chase... From The Sopranos, he ruined 10 years of my life because they skipped a year and a half from the strike, the writer's strike, and ruined that lovely, lovely show that I absolutely fucking adored. He ruined the whole fucking thing for me. Yeah. I still haven't gotten over it to this day.
No.
You know?
No one ever will.
Yeah. So, yes, I would say David Chase. I'd like to... get in a ring or octagon or room, whatever, an alley, and just pummel the piss out of this guy. Seriously. Now, it's a fight. There's not to the death. It's just a fight. You just get your scrap on, and then you're done. So, anybody else?
Nothing's coming to my head right now. Famous that I want to fight.
I mean, who don't you like in pop culture or like who drives you fucking nuts? Like, God, I hate that fucking guy.
Kanye West.
Or girl. See, that was who I was thinking too, but Kanye's I'm like, that's the obvious answer, and I've always bitched about Kanye.
I mean, again.
To me, he's irrelevant now anyway.
I don't think I would want to fight him just because I do dig some of his older music.
Well, then you can't pick him.
He's just kind of an asshole. No, I was throwing him out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I already went. So, because I would definitely fight Kanye West, but that's, I've already bitched about him. I don't want to waste more time doing that. I've spent hours on this show bitching about Kanye. Yeah. So, Missy, Chris, Marco, anybody. Athlete, movie star, musician.
I'm on the fence between
politician.
Two people.
Okay.
I'm on the fence between two people, and I'm thinking I'm going more along the lines of like Michael Vick.
Okay.
Yeah, then Oprah Winfrey. So, they're the two that I would pick. But I don't hate Oprah as much as I hate Michael Vick. So
wow,
I would
what did Oprah do?
I don't like her.
Okay.
I don't know why. Okay. I don't like her. She annoys
me. Oprah's a saint.
No, she bothers me. There's something about her that
God,
just drives
sexy.
Me up the
all
wall.
All that green.
All that money.
Yeah, there. I think I settled on mine.
Okay.
Sidney Crosby.
Oh, damn it.
That's a good one.
I would love to just punch him in his fucking
Pittsburgh
smug
penguin
faggot face.
Yes.
I can't gonna say stand that. I just saw something that he was whacking the shit out of some dude, and then some dude whacked him back, and he started crying.
He's such a he's such a pussy. I can't fucking stand him.
Okay. Gloves on or off? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Doesn't matter to me.
No, I'm kidding. All right, Sidney Crosby. Good one. Missy, did you choose?
I got another one in the mix now.
Oh, boy. Marco? Really?
Yeah.
You mean there's nobody you fucking can't stand? Come on. This is bullshit. It's total bullshit.
I don't know about fight, but right now I'd kind of like to sneak Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a question for another day.
Jeez, man.
Nobody you fucking dread, hate, can't stand.
There's nobody in sports you hate. There's nobody on TV that you
no
absolutely hate.
No politician, no musician. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't say Hoodie Allen.
Like you don't want
to I don't like that. Nah.
Like you don't want to punch Donald Trump in the face?
No, not really.
Nah, he's an idiot.
He's entertaining.
I'd like you to try it.
Well, the thing that is like it's the being alive part. Like, they have to be alive, not dead.
Yeah, because the dead ones are easy. Like, Hitler. Yeah. Although, did he not do us a favor in some way?
Oh, my God.
No, just kidding. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. We wouldn't have the entertainment we had today without Hitler. Just gave them drive.
We missed Ari Shaffir's family.
Who? There you go.
Is he really famous?
No, he's not.
I still like to fight him, though.
No, I don't know.
I don't fucking know, man. Tons of people get on my nerves. Tony Romo gets on my nerves.
Okay, that counts. Would you fight him?
I'd knock him out.
All right, there you go.
What about Michael Irvin?
He already got knocked out.
Yeah, I don't mind him so much. Nah.
I'm going to stick with Michael Vick.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go Michael
because
Vick.
Of the dog thing?
Yeah, everything about it was, I just didn't like the way that he handled it. Like the
murdering
thing,
dogs.
Yeah.
And that's how he handled it.
Yeah, and he didn't. He never seemed remorseful.
He did the Godfather thing. He gave the order to kill.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Everything about it, the more details I always found out, the more I just wanted to fucking murder him.
Okay.
How about Mandy Statmiller? Can I fight her?
You sure you can. Man or woman, doesn't matter.
I don't have anybody in particular.
I'm like, what's your problem, Mandy Statmiller?
I don't have a problem. I have a problem with her. All right, let's do it again. F, marry, kill.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
This is a little more local.
All right.
I have a set for Missy, and I have a set for us three guys.
Sweet.
So I'll start with us three guys. Bonnie McFarlane, Shannon, Missy.
Oh, God.
Marco.
Kill Missy.
Thank okay. You.
Fuck Bonnie, marry Shannon.
Chris.
I think
everyone can just get murdered.
I'm
good.
Right.
Actually, I wasn't.
That's the obvious one. Murder Missy.
Thanks.
No, it's not. But I'll tell you why.
I think I'd bang Shannon and marry Bonnie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you would murder me but marry Bonnie. That's mean.
Okay.
I already know why you want to murder me.
I'd actually, ready for this? I'd bang Shannon. Sorry, Shannon. I know you're probably throwing up now if you're listening. I would kill Bonnie because I have to be the funniest person in the room. And I would marry Missy.
Why?
Hear me out.
Oh, God.
I hear me out. I know. It's a
look
horrible
at her face.
It's going to be something mean.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's actually smart. I would marry Missy because me and her would have the kind of relationship where I don't care if she wants to go and do whatever fuck she wants. And I don't think she would care either. So it's like,
she's got to be married to a fat guy. That's the only thing.
Well, she doesn't have to tell people that. You know what I mean?
And I'm married, but it doesn't mean anything.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't mean anything. That
I feel
ring
like I just
is going to
got that from default.
That ring is going to give me power when I go out, you know, trolling. You know what I mean?
Order the rings.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Onion rings.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about first. I was like, oh, I'd kill Missy. No. And then I thought about,
yeah,
I'm like, no, wait a minute.
Kills me.
No, I can't. I would marry her because we don't have to have sex if we're married.
No,
most married people don't.
Yeah, it usually stops. Anyway.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, to me,
it would be more of an. It would be more of a.
To me, Bonnie
an agreement type of thing.
Bonnie seems to have the lowest standards of the three. So
we
that
would
be perfect for
you
me.
And I would be roommates. Really,
yeah.
That's what it would come down to, you know. And it would be the kind of thing where, you know.
But wouldn't it bother you walking to the bathroom at 2 a.m. and stepping on a heroin needle?
First of all, I don't walk barefoot in my bathroom, so I'm good. I got steel-toed slides. No, I'd hate to walk in the bathroom at 2 in the morning and see Missy constipated on the bowl. Like, oh, guy, somebody needs to bang me in the butt.
I'm going
to
need a minute.
And I'll be like, I'll call someone for you.
What's mine?
Okay, yours is... Rob Sprantz, Bobby Kelly, and Luis Gomez.
Okay.
Oh, she's going to kill Bobby.
By the way, real quick before you answer, side note was, I added Shannon, even though she's not part of Riotcast, but I'm considering her a honorary jerk. No, wow. An honorary jerk.
Groupie.
Originally, I don't really know anybody. I think that other show's gone, right? The talking sex thing. Are they still
there?
No, they're still there.
Are they? Okay. Well, the other person was Bailey J.
Why there's Lori?
Yeah, but I don't really know Lori. No. And, you know.
And Leia. The whore.
The whore.
The glory hole.
Oh, the whore. Yeah, you were right. I said Bailey J. And I'm like, eh, everyone's going to kill her because she's an abomination. And
it's hot, though.
Face-wise, she's probably the hottest of the three.
Yeah,
definitely.
You'd have to have a hoop skirt around her waist to have her blow you, so you just look at her face and. Okay, so Missy, back to you. It's Rob Sprance, Bobby Kelly, and Luis Gomez.
Kill Bobby.
Of course, I knew it.
Well, no, you're doing him a favor. He doesn't have to fail at any more TV.
I would marry Rob, and I would fuck Gomez.
Oh.
Man.
Rob's the marrying type. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that.
I think he would treat me the best.
He would.
Yeah, but Gomez is probably on the road a lot, so you'd have more time to do whatever the fuck you want.
I want to be, if I was married, I would want to be like, not Fabio's weird agreement roommate thing. I would want to be a part of
Call something. Me weird, but I didn't kill you.
That's true.
You could piss on me all you want, but I'm looking at it as a bonus for you and me. One, we can room together and we both pay for a place together. We don't have to put each other out. And that's number one. Number two, we probably would never see each other. You do whatever fuck you want. I do whatever fuck I want. We have the same like in TV shows. So if we wanted to stay home and watch TV, we wouldn't be fighting about it.
Right. You just sit on separate couches.
And I'm a good cook. So you'd never have to eat fucking SpaghettiOs and Jujubes ever again. So, I mean, you'd be making out like a bandit, really.
Yeah, you know? That's the way you look at it. I would look at it a little differently.
Why? I'm not a creeper.
No, in my situation with my pickers.
Oh, I thought you meant with me. I was like, no, I'm not a fucking...
No, yeah, no. With her pickers.
Yeah, right.
Stupid.
All right. Know the ledge.
Ah, juice.
Now, this is just... a knowledge question.
I thought it was what juices we like.
No.
Orange.
This is just a regular knowledge question to see where you guys are at. Entomology is the science that studies what?
Entomins. Cakes.
Love that answer. That should be the correct answer. And I would have a PhD in that motherfucker. That fucking raspberry roll, whatever.
Oh,
I
love it.
You know what I'm talking about? That raspberry Danish thing?
Oh, yep. The cheese one.
I can knock off a half of one.
Half?
Dude, I can eat that pussy. Whole thing.
Roll it up like a hoagie roll and stop that motherfucker. Does anybody have an idea?
Entomology?
Obviously, I can't answer this because I know the answer.
Insects?
I'm going trees. Or like fucking foliage.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Just get a guess. Everyone's got one guess except you, Mark. Anything.
Entomology. I don't know. Soil.
Okay.
Like
so earth.
Earth. Yeah.
Okay. Earth.
You're right. Chris is right. Insects.
It's bugs.
Insects?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's not anthropology?
No. That's the study of anthropods.
Which are different.
Right.
Gotcha.
That is correct.
I should have known. I watched A Bug's Life the other day. I should have caught that.
Bug's Life.
Should have caught that.
Damn you, Disney, man. Not your knowledge.
Okay. free for all. Everybody here
gets to punch somebody in the face.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah.
Verbally, basically.
Oh no.
No. It's not bad. Everyone here has to critique one jerk on their role on this show.
Oh, we already know. I mean, again.
We should all do someone different.
No. It's one. You only pick one person. You don't go around the room and pick everybody apart. You pick one person, anybody you want. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, but I don't want everybody picking me.
Listen, you thought everyone was going to kill you, motherfucker. I saved your life.
That's true. All right, never mind. All right, I'm good. Let's do this.
So we can be nice about it, or we can be.
You can. It's critique means criticize in a good or bad way, whatever you want. Doesn't matter.
I'm all about positive reinforcement in my life.
Go for it.
I'm going to critique you.
I knew it. Go ahead. Go ahead. He's been giving me the fucking killer eyes the whole time since I said the question. Go ahead.
You're a fucking loudmouth know-it-all. Okay. Never wrong.
Okay.
And whenever somebody else is talking, you're never paying attention.
What?
Exactly.
Wait, were you talking about my ex-wife?
Oh. No, just a jerk. Not a jerk off. You started it.
I know.
Okay. You're right.
Right.
I'm wrong. So I just proved you wrong.
On the positive side, do you want a positive?
No, you don't have to. You could just say whatever you just. You could stop it right there.
All right, fine.
Dude, I'm not butthurt. I'm good. I was expecting some, at least one person to get me. Marco.
Can't do myself?
No. No, don't be a puss.
Hit
anybody you want, dude.
I would have loved to have done myself. This show would have lasted for a month.
You just wait.
Oh, man.
It doesn't have to be bad. It doesn't have to be. It could be either one, bad or good. No big deal, dude. Shit. No one's going to get their feelings hurt here.
I know. I'm just trying to think what to say.
Hurry up.
Missy, you can go. I'm
Missy, you want to go?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Marco.
Because he takes his time on everything.
Because you're indecisive. Because you shake your goddamn leg so fucking much. It's so distracting the whole first half of the show. Mm-hmm. I wanted to
wait a minute. Hold on
you.
A second. The whole point of this is to critique the person on the show about their role on this show.
You're
no personal feelings.
Sit still. Sit still when you're on the show.
Gotcha.
Okay.
What? That is
no. Okay. That's fine. You reworded
it. He can do it.
You reworded it. That's
life.
Fine. If that's your real problem with him, but
I literally, well, you guys weren't paying attention. I said it's just you're distracting me.
Okay,
I told
so
it has
nothing to do with that big glowing light of the phone in your face that you
come
put your
the
head
fuck
down.
On. No, okay. It was that, but no, that's it.
Okay, well, that just segued to mine, Missy.
My phone apparently.
Your phone right. is a fucking distraction.
Okay,
because your lenses light the fuck up, and that's all I see.
I don't always wear glasses though, so does it bother you only?
Well,
when I wear
it's
glasses?
If it's not your glasses, then it's your glossy eyes from being high.
Get off the phone.
Point taken.
Yeah, that's that, and the fact that you'd never come through with your promises for this show.
I know.
For not all of them you have.
I know,
but there's certain ones that you really get our hopes up, and you just cut the balls right off of the show.
I'm gonna. You'll
okay.
see.
Okay. Right. No, no, no.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
Are you going to start from 5 years ago and work your way up to the present?
Listen, Missy, this is not. I want to make this clear for everybody. I'm not trying to fucking hurt anyone's feelings here.
Feelings are not hurt.
No. This is a simple criticism. It's no big deal. I could have said something nice about her too, but I didn't. I went with the latter.
Why would you?
All right. You got something?
I got something.
All right.
I'm going to go with Chris.
Okay.
I'm going to be positive, though. I'm going to go the opposite direction. Be positive.
Okay. Well, yeah, he's your landlord now.
That's true. I wasn't going to think of it that way. Chris is the best thing on this show.
Rent going to go up.
Yeah. Rent just doubled.
I'm going to say Chris is on point.
He's on fleek
with his sound bites most of the time. He's rarely off. My criticism is we need to get the shows up quicker.
Mm. So then you have a problem with me because that's my fault.
Yeah, because I got the show at what?
I got
4
it 4:30
today, and it was up by 7.
Okay, see, I don't know what.
You got to blame me for that. So you paid him
Chris.
A compliment, and you shit on me, so you went right over the point of this.
I didn't know it came from
you. You were being indecisive again.
I'm not being indecisive. I'm not indecisive when it comes to you.
Right. I'm too stupid to make up my own mind.
I didn't know that was the process. And Chris needs to freak out a little more on the show. I like when he freaks out.
Oh, yeah, a little more?
Yeah, a little more.
Oh, okay.
We need a little more freak out.
Okay.
I think he does a good job.
Yeah, I think so. I think
yeah,
so.
Because you're the brunt of it 99% of the time.
No, I think he freaks out about other things more than me.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. You're passionate about things when you talk about them. So I'll call
you. You know, I was torn. It was a 50-50 because Missy... The phone thing's been an epidemic since day one. And I get in the beginning because she was just getting
I thought
her
I was so much better, too. So thank you for pointing it out.
Yeah, it's so noticeable. It's okay. Like, it's
not get
even
off
one...
the phone, you stupid thing.
I usually can tell from Chris because I'll see him look down and I'll go, I'll get stuff.
It's not even one of those things where you do it so much that you stop noticing. It's like I just notice the shit out of it. The other thing was Marco talking into the mic. You have such a... Because when I do the editing,
it's
probably why the show's late.
What did you say?
Bobby will be like, Marco, into the mic.
Yeah.
I forget I have a $25 mic.
Oh, that's not it, dude. You have a fucking fucked up
neck. Any mic works if you talk into it.
Maybe if you weren't moving around so much.
If you had a good mic, you could.
Three of you have the same mic right now, and you're the worst one when it comes to talking into it.
Okay.
Well, that went into what I said to him about his fidgeting.
I know. You said it was distracting.
Your voice is distracting. How about that?
Fuck you.
Well, this is a free-for-all. Let's move on. We only got two left, so this is the last wheel spin. Ah!
Oh.
Chris, it's just what you wanted. This is a selfie. That's what I titled it. Critique yourself on this show.
I zone out a lot.
Right, because you don't care about anybody here.
Sometimes we get into discussions that I could care less about, and I just completely zone out.
Somehow that's related to what you said about me.
No, you zone out when other people are talking, period.
No, I'm a loudmouth, and I'm a know-it-all, and that seems like, is that when you zone out? And you're just probably thinking, wow, what a loudmouth know-it-all.
There's two times when I zone out. Always. Every single time.
Phone call?
No, Pedro? I actually listen to the phone calls.
Okay.
Discussions about Missy's head problems.
Okay.
I'm over it. Like, okay. We've done it so many times and it's just the same shit regurgitated over and over and over again. I'm just like, I've had it with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've taken her side a couple times just to be a part of the conversation and say something different when we all know she's fucking batshit crazy.
Chris is looking at porn on his computer and he's like, I agree.
And a lot of times the music discussion's just over my head.
Okay.
When you guys talk about it, sometimes I'm interested, but I'm not into music the way you guys are. So it's just like,
I'm glad you said that. Missy, remind me after the show, I got something for you.
Sweet.
Cure for AIDS.
But yeah,
music wise,
for me, that's probably my main critique is sometimes I'm just not here.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair. Missy, we'll go with you next.
I mean, I feel the same way. Sometimes I do the same exact thing. I'll zone out.
Zone out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I won't have a goddamn thing to say about it.
Can I be honest?
When you pick up your phone?
Can I be honest? No. Can I be honest with all you guys?
Yeah.
I think you, Missy, Chris, and Marco at times zone out during the show.
I was just going to say my answer was going to, well, one of them was going to be zone out.
I literally.
I'm the only one paying attention.
Earlier, I zoned out like three
I think
three
you just
times.
Talk so
because
much.
You're talking. Just you're paying asleep. Attention.
You know what? Get out.
You're talking.
Get out. I can run this show by myself. When you guys zone out, I am by myself.
I think it's also.
No wonder you talk so much.
Yeah, I have to pick up the slack for you fucking lazy motherfuckers.
Well, I think we zone out because.
We're tired of hearing.
I'm boring. No. Missy knows I'm boring.
I think
she's married to me now. What a boring cocksucker.
Well, Chris doesn't, the music thing doesn't. Some of the TV shows you talk about, I'm like, I don't fucking watch this shit, so it's over my head, so I zone out.
Right.
You know, and Missy's just, I don't know why she zones out, but I can't answer that.
Well, sometimes it's something that I can't.
Right.
Like,
so
talk
I think
about.
It's all.
So I'll try and think in my head, like,
so
what can I say that's going to.
Think random thoughts, bubbles.
Well, I'll try and think where. I'll listen to things, but then I'll get stuck on, like, something that happened to me. Right. And I'm like, this has nothing to do with it. So if I bring it up, it's not even going to make
Missy's
sense.
Missy's, like, thinking about, like, just outlandish shit. Is that, does a unicorn's horn attached to the vertebrae?
And I'm like, does it grow? Like, how big will it get? Does it, like, fall off and grow another
do
one?
Do black unicorns have bigger horns than white unicorns?
They're so, well equipped.
Well, what's yours, though?
Critique myself.
Yeah.
I wish I could speak better. I say the same shit over and over again. Like words, like you know what I mean is one of my worst things.
You say nonetheless a lot too.
Nonetheless, yeah. You're right. No. there's a lot of things that I would like to clean up verbiage wise. I think I have a problem and I can't get rid of my Jersey/Philly accent.
Yep.
I hate that.
I hate mine too.
I hate that.
I don't so much hate my accent as much as I hate my voice.
You're right. I hate that too.
Yeah.
You and every other woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't.
I'm not
stand
a fan
it.
Of mine either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like my voice.
You should hate yours the
you
most.
Should, yeah.
It's different.
Your voice should hate your voice.
Come on.
No.
It's distinct.
Yeah, it stinks. All right.
I would also say that I'd like to be a little better about putting shit together, more organized in this show. Like, there's always ideas that I have that would help me and also help, like, say, Chris in the long run when it comes to behind-the-scenes shit, like putting up shows that I wish I was better at. And, you know, I let things get to me, and I just forget it. But, like, I forgot. He reminded me last night about the show. And I was like, shit, I forgot. I knew there was something I had to do. I just didn't know what it was, and I didn't even know it was show-related. So I need to put more thought in. That's a big problem, too.
Sounds like that's what we all have to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That, too. Well, we should just quit.
No.
Or that.
All right. That was that. Does anybody want to say something nice about themselves? Missy, you like your voice?
I like my voice.
Oh, this is great. The last one is called Truth Serum. Okay? You're all injected with it. It's not heroin, Missy, so don't salivate. Who on this show gets on your fucking nerves sometimes? This has nothing to do. This doesn't have to do with the show. It could be about the show, and it could also be personal.
All right. I got mine.
Okay, go.
You?
I was waiting. Go ahead.
You explain. Get on
my... Don't hold
sugarcoat
back.
It. Just do it.
Nothing's ever going to be worse than being really, really, really fat.
I feel like you give me the hardest time.
I don't disagree with you.
And I do. Feel like you are like so stuck in your ways that you're like blind to things sometimes.
Am I a mirror?
He's stuck in his chair.
But
the only soundbite I did to make.
I don't know. How far do you want me to go with this?
You can go as far as you like. You can go as far as you like. There's no feelings.
I hate everything about you. I hate your face. No. I would never be.
Well, we know where Chris is going.
It's
an extension.
That's all I got.
You could say whatever you want, miss. You're not going to offend me, really.
I'm not good with words.
You didn't say it how you want because that could be fucking entertaining. It's okay. This is a good place.
Yeah.
This is a safe place.
I feel safe.
You should.
But I want to keep it that way.
You're going to be safe no matter what.
I feel like you give me a hard time all the time.
Okay, but be... All right. I don't disagree with you. I do give you a hard time, and I know I do.
And it pisses me off sometimes.
I'm sure. Listen. Okay. I'm positive. I knew you were going to pick me because I know that I get under your skin.
Yeah.
And I know most of the reasons, but if there's something else, maybe if you say it, maybe if I keep track of it, I'll know not to do it.
I feel like you think you're always right.
Okay.
So like everything.
Chris was right the first time, but yeah, that's.
So like every time I feel like you fight with me on purpose and it annoys me.
Okay. I don't, but all right.
But sometimes I feel like you really do.
But I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I'm just saying I really don't try to fight with you on purpose. I don't want to. Waste yours or my time doing that.
And you're critical of me, and that bothers me.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
You haven't said anything that's really wrong, except for I don't ever want to fight with you. Like, I never sit there and be like, what am I going to do tonight? I think I'm going to pick on Missy. I never go in premeditated with you.
No.
Never. It's just something off the cusp happens. I'm like,
So it's just that.
Okay. Chris.
Well, just based on your answer, I'm going to pick you, Miss.
Okay.
Because... You say he's critical of you and he picks on you, but do you hear the shit that comes out of your mouth sometimes?
Yeah.
Like the soul leaving through the... What the fuck?
And you, hey, man, I learned something that day.
You expect people not to be critical of some of the dumbest shit that you've said?
This changes everything.
Yeah, but it's not those things. Things like that.
And
it's different.
I hear you, okay. But... When you say being critical, he's the most critical when you say just retarded shit like the janitor on the moon.
Yeah, but I feel like...
you know, so...
The lunar in.
You can't really say, oh, well, he's too critical of me because you say some dumb shit.
Yeah, but I feel like it's all the time even when I don't say things that are dumb.
I agree that he is a little overcritical when you're talking about personal stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you say something really stupid, you gotta expect everybody to jump down your
throat
over it.
Yeah, but actually, in times like those, I feel like you are the most critical of me in that time.
Well,
yeah, when it's ever anything like outlandish like that, I always feel like you're the one that's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, Jesus Christ, calm
it is.
Down.
It's him.
Yeah,
well,
so,
I mean,
like,
you graduated high school.
But yeah, like, hey, listen, all of you are critical of me.
Yeah.
All right, I get that. I'm not, but Fabio is the most.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
Did you ever stop to think that maybe it's because I care?
No.
No.
You're right. You're right.
No.
You're right. You want me to go or you want to go?
You can go.
Oh, I made a decision. I'm fine.
The scapegoat answer, like the default answer would be Missy.
It always is.
But wait, but it's not going to be because it's too easy and it's already been said. And it's the whole, like, why is it that you and I can't get along outside of the show? No, but
yeah.
We've already gone through this. And I'm going to say, Marco, you're next. And I'll tell you why. I'm so – what gets on my nerves about you is how you fucking put yourself in the worst fucking predicaments. It drives me fucking crazy. It's like you don't listen to anybody's advice. You fucking do shit without thinking about it. And you get yourself in the worst fucking predicaments. And it's just like, oh, my head wants to explode. Because it forces me to do shit that I don't want to do that has to do with you, and it pisses me off because I'm not that guy, and I'm like, you know, and then you tell me stuff, and I'm just like, motherfucker. And, you know, no matter what you say, in the back of my mind, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, well, why the fuck did you do that? Or why the fuck did you go that route? Why the fuck did you pick this thing? You know, like,
it makes me feel better about my life, so keep fucking up.
I do it for you.
Your life is irrelevant. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Fuck you.
No, seriously, like, it pisses me the fuck off. It's just, it gets on my nerves that, like, you know, you put yourself in these predicaments, and I'm just like, why? What the fuck were you thinking? And this isn't a straight question that you have to answer. I'm just telling you. What gets on my nerves about you is that you have always made bad decisions in one way or the other. Not always with everything.
I was going to say always.
No, I mean, dude, you've put yourself in some...
Twice I got myself in life-changing positions.
You know,
well,
what?
Three times if you count.
Yeah.
Two marriages.
Yeah. But no, there's
like
other things.
One financial one, which fucking ruined me for a
couple years. But there's other things,
years.
Too, in the past, like when we were younger, where it was just eh. You know, and I get it. When you're younger, you learn from your mistakes, but you learn shit. And
I'm not in high school for dating breakfast.
That was maybe a huge mistake. No.
Maybe I should go
back. You
should
have stayed. Yeah, you know what they say. No, but yeah, that's the thing that gets on my nerves about you. So go ahead.
This was a close one. I'm trying to go between Bob and Missy, but I'm gonna go with Missy.
Okay,
all right.
It's got nothing to do with the show.
Okay.
It's got to do outside the show.
What?
What?
I'm like, we get along.
We do get along, Miss. But
right.
What irks me is the fact that she just, I don't want to say, I got to watch how I word it because.
Say it however it comes to you.
It's not because I'm going to offend you. It's because there's a point where I'm like, half of me is like, good for you. And then half of me is like, eh, you know, just the way you live. It's. You have no, to me, I don't know what your goals are in life.
Right.
But it's like you don't, like when I see all your Snapchats and you're half drunk and you're out and fucking a beer run, whatever you call it.
And she's 52.
Beer crawl and you're fucking 45. To me, I'm just like, when's it stop? And when do you stop being a kid and
make a mistake
because
like Marco?
Because I want to see, make a mistake like I do. But Marco, you know.
When are you just going to pack up your car bed and drive off into the sunset?
Yeah, like, when does it end?
When are you waiting for me to conform? It's
I like that.
I'm not waiting for you to conform. I'm waiting for you to do better for yourself.
Kind of ironic that Marco's criticizing somebody's life outside the show.
A little bit.
I actually understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but Marco's got a good job.
Marco's got a good job.
Marco's got a good job. And Marco's going to land on his feet like
and
he did the other five times.
And Marco talks about himself in the third person
right.
one more time,
I know,
Chris is going to throw his lighter at his face.
Seriously, Marco, why do you do that now?
I'm going to land
Stop
on my
it.
Feet. I'm going to land on my feet.
But
I'll always land on my feet.
But hold on, I'm sure you will. Hold on a second, though. Let me ask you something. Yeah. I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
The way you're describing it, you make it sound like she's in a bad way right now.
No, no, I'm
or
not,
has been.
No,
in a bad
I'm
way.
Not saying she's ever been in a bit. Well, I mean,
I don't think
no,
Missy's ever not laid
been
on
homeless
feet.
Or anything.
I think he literally is saying, but you're dancing around it. You're waiting for me to
grow
conform
the fuck up.
And be what it, society says that I should.
No,
be.
No.
You like get married, have kids,
no, no, that's not,
stop
that's,
going
no.
out all the time. Like,
no,
it's,
to me, it's
like
you have
right?
no point. You know, like what was your main goal in life? Like
get
you know,
drunk and be on Snapchat.
Right,
she's doing it. She's living
that,
the dream.
That's all. No, I don't. You should never conform.
You know what?
God
can
knows I know.
Can
that.
I interject
no.
for a second? From what I took from Marco and what I would try to say, I think the thing, and I can't speak for Marco, but I think one thing that sticks out in this is that maybe Missy isn't realistic about shit. And it doesn't mean, like, I'm not saying about conforming or being
mad
with
kids. No, don't conform
to
shit.
I'm not saying that. I mean, realistic, in other words, the way you think about shit. Like, how you live is one thing. How you think is, to me, is, like, that's where it gets me. Like, to kind of extend Marco's
okay.
point. Like, you know, just like what Chris said earlier, some of the shit you've said is just like,
yeah.
what world do you live in that you think this shit happened? You know, or, you know, like, you were a mermaid for 5 minutes. Like, are you high now? Like, what's in the cigarettes that you smoke?
No, the thing is that I just have an interesting way of thinking about things.
But you're talking to three people that are, like, grounded.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Yeah, but in the real world, people are going to look at
well,
you.
Well, no, see, but go
I don't
ahead.
Do that.
Yeah, see, that's
so
the thing.
So you conform, or not conform,
no,
you.
No, she's the undercover spy in the real world, like at the job.
Right.
She appears to be like everybody else.
Right.
But as soon as she clocks out, she's
you're
fucking
her real
nuts
self.
Again. Right.
You're,
well, that then I can like be who I am. Like,
but saying you were a mermaid for 5 seconds doesn't make you think about things more interesting than other people. It makes you a retard.
No, because I still, when I tell that story, say I was a mermaid for 5 seconds.
Yeah. No, you weren't.
You know, but I was. I was. And in my mind, in the way that I think and the way I do it, Chris is zoning out right now.
But do you realize that that's just not realistic?
You know what? I'm fine. So it is realistic. It's my reality.
This is getting way too far past what
I
was
get,
thinking.
I get what you're saying,
I'm
but
just saying,
I
like,
do understand what you're saying.
Like, there's no goal in yeah. your life. Like, you know, where are you going to go from here? You know, you're going to hit 45 in a year. And you know,
listen,
and what are you going to do with yourself?
I don't know what you're basing this on, because I don't remember Missy saying anything weird.
My mind, there are powers in science. That's because I grew up black. X equals Y, and that's the end. I'm all races, all ethnicities. You're depressing me.
Oh my God. You're a whore with more cleavage than talent.
I'm a black pig. God. I'm a black pig. He was a trickster. Jesus.
Oh, this is one of my all-time favorites.
Male crickets were just rapists.
Is that?
See, that's the shit that I'm talking about. Like, yeah. What reality does this come from? Like, what kind of fucking double universe are you from?
Yeah, I wasn't even talking about the show. I was talking about outside the show.
No, that's this all. Is something I think she would say in a conversation at the bar. I'm convinced this is how she really is. I don't think she does this for the show. If she does this for the show, then the wool just got pulled over everybody's eyes. This is a magic trick.
I am crazy.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so like...
Okay.
The more comfortable I get, the more crazy I get.
And that's fine.
And that's just
humans
the way that I am.
Had gizzards.
You should be medicated.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That was just my thing outside of work. That's
listen,
all.
If tomorrow I woke up and what I was doing didn't make me happy anymore, you know what I would do?
Conform.
No, I would...
Find something else.
I would do other things to make me happy. My goal in life is to always be happy.
There you go. You
know, do I not have any? Because I'm a girl.
And it changes all the time. Sometimes things don't make me happy anymore.
You're not going to be happy 24 hours a day, 365.
No, everybody has bad days.
Do you remember what this is from? Why you were asked this question?
Do I not have any? Because I'm a girl.
Is it gizzards or...
No.
Pancreas.
Pancreas,
that's yep. it.
Yeah, that was, like, hilarious. Do I not have any because I'm a girl?
That's all.
I got you.
Okay.
I understand.
So that was the little segment.
I like that.
Did you guys like that?
I like
yeah,
that.
Was
enjoy
fun.
It?
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody all right? Does anyone need a hug? Are you guys
no.
all good?
A hug afterwards?
Are you guys all right?
I'm good.
All right.
I don't know what I'm
everybody
anybody.
Cool? All right. Well, I'm pissed. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I like
fuck you. Fuck you.
And we're
fuck
all gonna
you.
Zone
fuck
out.
You.
I like to be reminded that I'm a fuck up in life. That's good.
No. I don't think you're a fuck up in life.
No, I'm not. I'm very successful in what I do. I just make decisions. Bad decisions.
You hold yourself back.
I do.
What it is.
I do.
Yeah.
Fear.
No.
No.
No. I think if anything, I think some of the decisions you've made have been under some sort of like pressure that you built for yourself.
Right. He's got a timeline as to
like all my friends are married with kids. I got to be married with kids, and boom, you know, and he forgets about us two losers. You always have a safe haven here, brother.
Yeah. I mean, it's
and if you don't believe me, why don't you walk 30 feet and ask my mom and dad?
I mean, you know, everything you say is pretty much on the money.
Yeah.
I mean, know, it's a combination.
And again, he's always right.
Right. Yeah, it's Bob.
Right.
No, he's always right.
Yeah, you're contradicting his point from earlier. Is this something we should revisit every once in a while?
I think so. I liked it.
Yeah, ate up a whole fucking hour, huh?
Good stuff.
It was good.
Not bad, huh?
I liked it.
You like it.
I like it.
You like it the way it tastes, huh?
Missy's boyfriend was trying to call, but sorry, Pedro, we shut the phones off.
Oh, yeah, Pedro, we had to get through this.
If you shut the phones off, how'd you know he was trying to call?
He messaged me.
Okay.
What the fuck?
What are you talking about? The ending of The Sopranos was genius.
Oh, God.
Answer your phones.
I changed my I changed my answer. Even though he's not famous, I want to fight Pedro. No, I'm just kidding.
Pedro's a skinny prick.
Just turning it off is genius. I mean, basically, that's what the end of Sopranos was.
He's not American. He has no say.
He's not American.
Yeah. Only Americans are allowed to talk for this show. How many Americans are allowed to answer? This is a jerks only forum. Sorry, Pedro.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll add you in the next one. Maybe I'll put you in the next F. Mary kill of her, which we already, she's already digging your grave.
That's not, that's not
I'm
even
already
fair.
Planning how I'm going to kill you. It's going to be long and torturous.
Oh, you do that, Missy? Long and
no,
torturous.
No, Missy.
It's going to be anally somehow.
He's going to barbed wire bat up his ass and pull
it
out.
Like an American Horror Story. He's going to get fucked in his ass.
M, an American citizen, Chuputa.
Is that the name of his third studio?
Puta Studios.
Chuputa Studios.
Listen, if you were a true American, you would hate the ending of The Sopranos. Just saying.
I mean, listen, I know people that like the ending, and that's...
They're a fucking liar.
That's fine and everything.
Their opinion, Missy.
But I really...
They're lying.
I really... That bothered the fuck out of me, man. I was just like... You know, after all that genius fucking writing and you, I mean, don't get me wrong. There was towards the end, it started getting a little, not towards the very end, but somewhere around, what was it? Season 5. I think they kind of started.
They started getting artsy with it.
Yeah. Yep, which bothered the fuck out of me, but I still hung in there knowing that the show, as brilliant as it was going to pay off in the end. And pff, I was wrong. You know, so.
Well, you were wrong as in it didn't pay off in the very, very end.
That's what I mean.
But the last, like, three episodes were fucking fantastic.
No. I mean the very end. Like, how to close off the show, you failed. Miserably. Crashed and burned. You know, listen, Chris, I'm right. Don't argue. And I'll have to be louder than you now. Yeah, so. What's good? I'm glad you guys had fun.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
a
it.
A lot.
Appreciate it.
Let us get the fuck out of here.
Yeah? Are we out?
I say we call. 10? I say we call. Oh, it's past.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on iTunes and subscribe. Give us a nice review. And everybody have a good Halloween.
Yeah. Safe treating.
Search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Dead. stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.